this worst case, shit don't work out. And if it don't work out, just figure it out.
That's it right there. That was a good one. If it don't work out, nigga, figure it out. Yeah, I like that.
Sway. You ain't got no choice. You ain't got no choice but to figure that shit out.
That's a good one. Top of the moon. Started at the bottom. Dreamt of a Hellcat. Now I got it. Dreamt of a Corvette. Now I got it. Taking big leaps of faith. No doubts about it. Made my mama proud. Made my mama proud. Every time she said he should get in, just cracked a smile. I made my mama proud.
Play motherfucking money. Oh, come on, man. Let's not act surprised. Look like you lost weight, nigga.
Oh, you know, I'll be in the gym every fucking day now.
Okay.
Fucking 7-8 weeks.
Okay. Yeah, I see you got the plaid motherfucker on, too, huh?
I see back.
Oh, shit, that's hard, man. R.I.P. Nip, man.
You want to do a stop?
I see it, brother.
Blue, damn it.
Yeah.
That's the coldest
elbow. We got a seat right here for you, brother.
First time
I ain't seen you in a while, so we gave you a special motherfucker, man.
Right in the middle, man.
Right, I ain't playing. I'm just playing. It ain't special, brother.
Yeah.
But it's special now that you're here.
Yeah, man. The GOAT is here.
That's what we'll say. Ugh. How you feeling, nigga?
It was crazy. I'm actually nervous.
What? Why are you nervous?
I've never been a fucking in a podcast before.
Oh. Yeah, it's different.
It is different. Put the headphones on so you can hear yourself. It's already up. We rolling, nigga.
Oh, shit, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Damn, what the fuck?
Hey, come on, brother. Professional.
That's something weird as hell.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't used to this.
Professional. It's real
damn,
sturdy, ain't it?
Her head was on here. This shit got a big ass head.
Sweet money, boy.
Yeah, damn. This shit crazy. I'm on a podcast. Wait, it's live though, right?
You on top of the move.
It's live right now?
Yeah, it's like live. It's like it's feeding live to YouTube right now. And Spotify. No, I'm just fucking
with you. Yeah, I'm finna say, I've never seen y'all do that shit live.
Fresh and fit.
No, oh yeah, big fresh and fit for sure.
Oh, shit, that is crazy.
Mm-hmm, 100%.
Hello, hello. Do I speak far? Like, is this cool right here?
Yeah, that's cool. No, yeah, you gotta be closer to the mic tight. You got this way?
Hey, I'm
nervous. You good, brother? You good? Don't be nervous, nigga.
I've never been on a podcast before.
You gotta think it's no different than when you be at the crib and we just be chopping up and talking. Same shit. It's just other people can hear us talk. But it's just talking.
It's just recording. Wait, it's perfect.
Have you been watching episodes of Me and Three?
No, I watch them all the time.
Oh, yeah. Well, nigga, you know how I go to. That's how we normally talk.
I know, but it's in front of two cameras, though.
Just don't look at the cameras.
It's actually three of them.
It is three of them for three of them.
Oh, yeah.
And because it made better. It wasn't about him. It was just really for the. The angles, brother. But
it's so fucking weird.
Excuse me, well, fucking no.
Hey, man. Listen, hey, Sway. So since you here, brother, this is your first time here, brother. You know how three goes. If you know like I know, you know when you get on that type of time.
Yeah.
You got to do that. If you know like I know, and then three takes over.
I say that.
That's like how we started, brother.
If I say that.
Yeah, we already rolling, brother.
Or say it.
We been rolling.
So I can say it.
Well, if you know, three's a good singer, but they don't have me out here.
Like this. If you know like I know. That's all you say. Then I finish it up.
All right.
There you go.
I ain't no singer now, but...
Hey, brother.
Nah, y'all
try. You told me you grew up singing in the church,
come on,
brother.
Man.
Y'all try.
You tried out for the shot.
Yeah, 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 come on.
If you know that I know, hit ass.
If you know like I know...
Then you got to hit it like that one. See, like that.
You got to go low
if
with
you know
it,
like I know.
You do it.
No, I did it on the last episode, so it's your turn. You know, a special guest.
Come on, brother. You know Bruce Springsteen
is. Ain't nobody got to see you in a while, Sway, so they want to...
I know. This is nerve-wracking.
Okay, go ahead. Stinky burp, too.
All right, you ready?
Burps always stink.
Pussy eating.
God damn.
Oh, that makes sense.
And ass too.
I was gonna say, I think it's spruced every up in there. A little sprinkle in there.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. But go ahead, brother.
Preferably after the hike.
Yeah.
Take it away, Sway.
I was hoping y'all would know with
Jordan.
Oh, yeah, I'm 23 now, so I'm 23.
Like, there you go. So sing like Jordan.
Hey, man, look at that. Jordan Ring.
Like, I believe I can fly. You gotta sing like that.
Kelly got a bitch pregnant while he was in jail.
Damn.
I heard about that. It's crazy.
You did?
Sad.
Okay, if you know like I know, yeah. If you know like I know, your turn.
If you know like I know.
Top of
the moon.
Top of the moon is bad.
This is so right.
That feels
good. I got two cameras in front of me.
I
remember when I was, 17, man, walking in the park and I just seen a duck. So what I had did was I had threw a piece of bread to it, brother. And guess what it did?
What'd it do?
It stole my bread. So damn. Let me know, never give a bird bitch nothing, brother.
Damn! Black man!
I have no fear we hear him.
Hey episode 35. Hold
episode
on.
35.
Let's start this off first and foremost, man.
Okay,
let's
how we gonna do that?
Let's get some understanding, man, because this is a special episode. We got my dog Sway motherfucking
Sway
money in the building. Right, that's one.
Oh, we got that. Oh, we got the sound.
Because that's a Sway Money motherfucker. Yeah, we put that on there especially for you.
I appreciate it.
I just made you feel special. We had that already before.
That's a lie, but it sounds good, don't it?
Yeah,
it sounds good as hell.
Sway Money. So here's the thing. So not only we got a special guest of Sway Money, but we also, guess what? This video is brought to you by, sponsored by somebody just as legendary.
Jack Spina.
Jack Spina, man. Ooh, you know what I'm saying? Now Sway, you know what the oil catch at. Because Sway more on that car stuff than we is.
Yeah.
So Sway, what's this?
It's actually important. This is, you know, for instance, right? You know, if your car has bad oil,
yeah.
Okay, I'm not no, you know, I'm not.
You are the car blower.
Yeah. You definitely blow up some cars.
But I mean, I'm not no mechanic.
You right up there with Josh Laurent.
I'm not no, but yeah. Josh, the real official like blow ripper though.
But what does this thing do? Tell the people.
I'm not no mechanic, but apparently this shit it catches extra oil or bad oil.
Okay, see, that's what I said too.
Very important. You got a big boy car.
And this is made specifically for Hellcat.
Hellcat or Demon too.
Right here. Hellcat or Demon.
We let me see if I can screw it, man.
Yeah, let's see.
My man Jack hit me up.
Nobody tied it tight, brother. You ain't getting no glory.
He said, man, all you do is twist it one to the left, one to the right, and it go right. Boom. See? Shout out to man Jack, man. He's actually
Put you on game. Shout out to Jack.
Sometimes factory that comes a little too tight, you know.
Okay. I know Jack was dying laughing at that.
He was rolling. He was rolling. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes, like, you know, just like women, sometimes they're a little too tight for a big dog. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit. That's true. You want to stick the lumber type
Slim, in. I mean, what, you too, nigga. Slim, this way, y'all niggas never know this life, man.
Damn, brother. Why you got to throw me under the bus, brother? God
damn. It was on accident, but I had to throw your ass in the pot.
Come on, get your ass out of here. I can't fuck with you,
nigga. But listen up, man. Shout out to Jack Spina, man, partner. Great item that you need for your car.
Yeah, for sure.
As we see, Sway is a car blowing up. Slim blew up a few cars.
No, I never, but we know you have.
Damn. So you was there for that one, huh?
Yeah.
For the one that
when he blew up the
C8. Oh, yeah.
Remember when he blew up that?
Within, like, what, like 15 minutes of driving it?
Yeah,
hey,
that was
crazy. But we cannot forget that we are giving this away to a Top of the Mook supporter.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And if you are not the one that's lucky enough and fortunate enough to win this one right here, and Three's going to give you those details shortly, you can go to Jack Spina's website, man, and make
link below in the description.
Links below in the description, and then use promo code Mook.
Big Mook.
M-O-O-K.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
I'll buy one.
How do they get in this? What they want to win?
Okay,
what they got
to
do?
If you want to win it, man, make sure you subscribe to the Top of the Mook Clips channel. Comment below on one of those clips and say this.
Damn!
On the bottom, man. And I'll pick me one winner and I will send it out to you ASAP, man.
And the Top of the Mook Clips YouTube channel is below as well. And make sure y'all follow Top of the Mook Podcast on TikTok, Instagram, all the above, man.
All the above, man. And make sure you go to Apple Music Podcast and make a 5-star comment. And we're reading those comments off today. And in all episodes, we're going to read those off at the end. So appreciate that. Just make sure you do 5-star rating. And we read your comment on that. And on top of that, my bad, you know, and got a little indigestion, man. You know, nigga, Pepto-Bismol.
Acid reflex.
Yeah, man. Acid reflex, man.
You over here getting heartburn.
Straight up, brother.
Old ass senior citizen.
Yeah, definitely that, man. But yeah, make sure if you want to do any type of partnership, sponsorships, hit the email, ballinnothingelse@yahoo.com, or email me directly at Mr. Organic on Instagram. I answer all of my DMs, man, especially when it comes to the motherfucking let's do business.
Oh, yeah, for sure. He going to be real,
spread the campaign.
Real blunt with you, too.
Yeah, man. So shout out to Jack
straight to business.
Oh, we're going to do that. This boy crazy. Hey. You know, let's get to it. Nothing to it but to do it. But anyway,
hold on. Real quick, we got to add more to that, man. More product placement. You know what I'm saying?
If y'all want to. Yeah, go ahead. Tell them.
Oh, yeah. If y'all want to get a picture put on the back, y'all want to be up there with the, with, you know, Nip, Slim, and 3, and Master P, and Top of the Mook with the plaques.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? You got to put throw something back. You know what I'm saying? And you got to, you know what I'm saying?
No,
the bread. You got to put something in the pot to get something back. That did sound crazy, didn't it? Yeah, I'm married, brother.
Sure.
You got to throw something back for 3 of
them. No, I'm throwing something back for me. I'm cool.
Yeah. 3 of them. Hey, brother, listen, man. So here's the thing. So product placement, y'all want pictures? See, I just change the subject real quick.
There's no recovery
with that. Just got to change the next subject, man.
Yeah, gotta do that.
So yeah, if y'all want some product placement, y'all want some pictures in the back, y'all want to broadcast some business jerseys, whatever y'all got going on, man, we open to it all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
for sure. Because to keep it 100 pure with you guys, every episode been uploaded on Top of Mook besides 2 episodes.
Counting my macros, brother. So don't mind me.
Yeah, go ahead, brother. Get your micros in charge. Been totally demonetized, man. I don't know what's going on with YouTube and podcasts and long form content, but they demonetized almost every single episode we done uploaded. So to support the channel, support the brand, we definitely look into partnership and sponsorship and keep y'all with great content. So with that being said, make sure you hit that membership button if you also available to do that, man. If not, just comment below, share, tell a friend, and we're going to do our part, man. So that's what support is all about. But anyway, we back. Episode 35, we still alive, man, with Big Sway Money.
Oh, Sway motherfucking money, man.
Oh, the GOAT, huh?
Damn.
Yeah, I'm the GOAT.
What you go to, Sway?
Shit, life.
Oh, life, shit.
You know?
Like, just everybody.
Everybody.
Yeah, he's in us too because he's sitting there with us.
Yeah, man.
He's going straight to the book like that.
All right, Sway Money. So, just tell us where you came from, man. Your beginnings of life, man. Where you from, and how you started, you know, becoming the goat you are, man. Break it down from the seed, brother.
All right, cool. Because it's actually a story. I think I don't ever.
That's what I'm saying. We want to hear the full story.
Besides, obviously, YouTube. Yeah. But you know, I'm 23 now. You know, I started off, you know, during my film and photography journey. Probably at the age of like 17, 18, I was working at Best Buy.
And you how old now?
23. So it's been
man,
it's
you getting old,
so you just skip your whole life, brother. Went straight to 17, brother.
All right, so I was 17 years old. You know, I just graduated high school. I didn't know.
Let's let him go, fuck it. Let him go, motherfucker.
Hey, man,
he said, "Where are you from, man?"
Oh yeah.
Oh, okay. I was born in Inglewood, but you know, I was raised in Carson.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
How many brothers? How many sisters?
I'm a little slow right now.
I'm a little slow right now.
Yeah. Three brothers, one sister.
The man said he was nervous. Three, damn, brother, why you?
Yeah, it's three cameras pointed right at him, man. Yeah, I have three brothers and one sister. Yeah.
Three brothers, one sister.
This is no.
And where are you at? You the middle, youngest, oldest?
I'm the youngest.
Youngest, okay.
Yeah,
youngest
everybody old as fuck.
Youngest, okay.
You know.
Everybody's old as fuck. You the one young one, huh?
Yeah, you know.
But your other brother, the one I met, you know what I'm saying?
He's damn old, too. He's about to be.
How much older is he than you? Because y'all got same mom, same dad?
Yeah, he's three or 4 years older than me.
Mm, okay.
Three or four, I don't know how old they are.
No.
I'm the same way, too.
I'll
I ain't gonna lie, on some G shit, my mom's birthday passed. I was on the 15th, was on the 8th, like a motherfucker. Big
oh, girl. Shit. Yeah.
She
so you ain't say nothing to you on your mom's birthday?
Yeah, I didn't, but she know what it is, though.
Yeah. Bam!
Hey, when you ain't got no bills, that's a gift of itself, right?
Shit.
Shout out
happy
to my
birthday.
Every day.
Every day. Yeah. Everybody.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
She know what it is, but yeah, happy birthday, my dukes. Got her a legendary chain. Got
fucking
to
hilarious.
To but yeah, I did forget.
Yeah,
I
that joint, that chain was crispy too.
Yeah, she gonna love it.
Show the people that.
Yeah, I showed it on when I showed all my jewelry.
Just a little spiffy.
Yeah, little my dukes chain. Got to drop it off to her.
It was legendary though.
Yeah, you know appreciate that.
Yeah, you definitely got it. But yeah, anyway, brother, go ahead, continue. So you the youngest?
Yeah, I'm the youngest. Mm-hmm. What else you want to know? I mean, that's
your life, brother. Let's go.
All right. Let me get out of this fucking nervousness. Yeah. All right, so
breakthrough, brother. Breakthrough.
Yeah. I was 17 years old. You know, started.
He's gonna skip all the way to 17 again.
No. I know. I'm gonna start at 17.
Okay.
I mean, like my life really started.
I'm
like,
burn down the whole beginning.
Life just started at 17.
Yeah. I mean, when I was a kid, you know, I was a kid. I mean,
nothing eventful for 17.
I mean, just Disneyland.
Did you play football?
Well, yeah.
Talk about having to your hand and all that. We want to know all that shit.
Oh, no, I ain't doing that.
Oh, my God.
I ain't doing that now.
Three. Hell, man.
Fall in
love. The wild.
You got to tell your life. Nigga, they got to know you. I mean, that is part of your
life. That's part of your
life. He ain't trying to make fun of you. He's saying like that. Yeah. You ain't been around three in a while.
Yeah, I know.
Tell him
straight to it.
We got to
straight to it. God damn.
Come on, bro.
All right.
Get quiet.
Straight to it. That's the dirt.
You gotta know your story, brother. Listen,
go with the hand first.
Okay, but let me break it down to help him. Because, nigga, I was 35 years old.
Yeah.
And I tell the story all the time. I'm sleeping in the basement of an old white lady paying $600.
Yeah.
35, nigga.
Yeah, but you gotta say, he's 23, though, bro.
So what I'm saying is, I was a 35-year-old grown man in the basement living under an old white lady for 6 years.
Yeah.
That ain't much more embarrassing than that, brother.
No,
for a nigga that lives on his exuberance and his fly shit and getting money and all. But I still tell my whole story.
Yeah.
So when I you was keeping a secret
now,
all the way the whole time.
For sure. And nigga, I told the world this shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so what'd you tell the women when they came over?
My asses and all that. I keep it pure, brother.
Yeah.
That's how you got freedom. Can't nobody make fun and say nothing to me, brother.
I'm
pure.
Right.
I got it. What they gonna say, nigga? So you gotta live in your truth to be free, nigga. That's cold. That's a good life.
That's true.
You came from where you went through. You gotta show your adversity. You can't just show your glory. And nobody gonna appreciate you. They don't think you had it easy, nigga. You know you ain't got it easy or had it easy. They gotta know that real shit, nigga. For real.
Okay. See, that's a valid point.
Yeah, for sure.
That makes sense because, like, everybody knows me from being, you know, fucking living life and fucking Sway Money shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's true. All right.
Like, everybody knows you for that one.
Yeah.
Everybody know me for that.
That's it.
Sway like his own number one fan.
Hell yeah, 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 shit.
But that's how you gotta be though.
Yeah, yeah, you fucking right. I'm my own number one too. Shit.
Oh,
like, we know you is.
Oh, we knows that.
Yeah, yeah. No, okay, so here, let's just, and that was a good point.
Yeah, I'm start from birth. I'm start from
okay,
birth.
Okay, there you go.
All right, so obviously I was born in Inglewood as a kid, and then, you know, my parents, you know, were at their fucking their alcoholic drug and shit, their problems. So right. My mom forced me.
When you say alcohol and drugs, what's that?
Their mom and dad both was on alcohol and drugs. Or
yeah.
What kind of drug? We talking about weed? We talking about methamphetamine? We talking about
honestly, I have
heroin.
No clue, but I'm just assuming it's that. It's that
23 got to be big crack shit. Time. Yeah, got to be big crack.
Yeah, so I'm assuming.
Yeah, go ahead. Crazy shit. I mean, I never talked about it. You know what I'm saying? I never said this even in my life story, but my dad was a full crackhead.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So let's get some understanding.
Yeah, we knows that.
I'm not sure, but I mean, if I got dropped off to my grandparents,
it was serious.
I'm pretty sure it's something like some crack or some shit.
Right, damn right. So we all went through that, bro.
You don't never know when they stop, too. It's like they
cut it good.
Yeah, you never know when they stop because let the story be told. But mine is they say, like, oh yeah, well, you know, once we was here and then we was X amount of age, she stopped smoking crack.
Right.
Some of that shit, when I look back, I'll be like, ain't no way no grown ass man was doing shit like this and wasn't smoking the biggest crack still.
The whole time, yeah.
So, are they clean now? Or were they, you know what I'm saying?
My mom now, she's more of like a, you know, a cigarette smoker, which I fucking hate. That shit stinks.
Yeah, my mom started smoking too. It's weird. I
crack stinks
like,
too.
That's
dude.
I never smelled it, but
I'm saying. Well, you just said your parents were on drugs, but I can say I've smelled it before. It stank.
That makes sense.
It does.
But it stinks like a motherfucker.
So my dad, I'm unsure if he still does it or not. Right. I have no clue.
I ain't never say I smell it because I tasted the motherfucker. I'm saying I smell it because, you know, you got family that's crackheads.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Hey, brother.
Yeah. So right now, I am unsure what the hell they do, but I just know, you know.
So you grew up with your mom and dad before you got sent off?
I was probably with my parents, like my birth parents, for like probably a year.
Damn. Okay.
A year or two when I was 2 years old.
Right.
My older brother, who's like a few years older than me, he was already with my grandparents already.
Oh, okay.
So,
gotcha.
So.
Didn't he go to prison? You already told me something.
No.
One of your brothers went to prison.
One of my second oldest brother went to like prison or jail for some fucking wild shit that I do with my mom.
Right.
But yeah, so when I was 2 years old, I'm assuming my mom, she told me now, like just all her story, like she told me she gave me up to my grandparents because she knew that I would always be different.
Right.
And out of all her children, all of her children like were raised like the hood, the ghetto, and through like bad like bad environments.
Right.
So me being her youngest, she didn't want me being in like around that environment. So when I was like 1.5, 2 years old, she made the choice that obviously she didn't want to make, but she literally like dropped off at my grandparents' house, and then that's how my real story started. But I'm blessed for that because my grandparents have like they're taking like calls and like.
So why didn't your dad take you? So your mom, you said your mom dropped you off, right?
Yeah.
So your dad.
Hey, I don't know. He was probably in prison or something. I don't know.
He was gone.
Yeah, he was sober. Yeah.
Probably was a Rolling Stone.
Yeah.
Up out of there.
He was somewhere in, you know, California.
But that's how most of the time it goes, though, that day. Because my grandma raised me a lot, too. Because I only had 5 kids, you know what I'm saying? I was the baddest, you know, weirdest little kid. Yeah. So my mama sent me to my grandma, sent me to my auntie. So my grandma was like my biggest supporter, understood who I was. So grandma was very important.
See, I think that's so legendary, though. You know what I'm saying? So let me touch on that real quick. My mom's mom died when she was 6.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So my mom never even had a mom.
Yeah.
Right? So I damn sure ain't had no grandma.
Right.
And on my dad's side, I knew his mom, but it's not like I don't have a grandma grandson relationship. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you know what I'm saying? There was actually a bunch of grandmothers that was alive, and I knew them, but I ain't know them. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like I never really had that, like.
So you never had a grandparent, really?
No.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I would say, but you know, they obviously would say, like, oh, yeah, I know him, and that's my grandson. But nobody fucked with my dad.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nobody fucked with him. None of his brothers, none of his sisters, nobody.
So your mom on your grandma on your mom's side was dead.
And your dad, my mom was 6.
Yep. And your dad, your dad mom was alive?
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you love all things about comic books? The stories, the art, the characters, the creators? Then listen to Comics Discourse 114, where 3 friends discuss both current and classic comic books from all publishers and the creators behind them.
Yeah, my dad's... I'm going to give you some real understanding how much people don't fuck with my dad. Nigga, my dad's mom was alive, right?
Right.
Met her. but nobody want. They wanted to fuck with us, but they don't like him.
Okay,
you see. Gotcha. But then her mom was even alive, and then her mom's mom was alive.
So the great.
So all three generations were alive.
Oh, got you. Cause you saying and, grandma? What this nigga talking about?
No, there's
you got
three.
One and two, motherfucker.
No, hell no. So there's
now you
three
got the greats. Okay,
right. Yeah, yeah. Greats. Like there was one.
The great great.
Yeah, there was one I met like a few times. She was born 1905, and she almost lived to be 100.
Yeah, she was out there with goddamn.
Yeah, I remember one about me and DJ birthday or something. She gave us four quarters that don't you spend it all in one place. It was full understanding.
Yeah, she was serious too. Y'all looked
dead
like,
serious, dead fucking serious.
I had an uncle like that. This nigga was dyslexic, couldn't read.
Oh shit,
this motherfucker, a great uncle. He did. Shout out to Uncle Thomas. He was an ignorant motherfucker.
Uncle Thomas, huh?
Uncle Tom, that's his name.
No, oh, damn, he's
uncle
black.
He was an ignorant.
We know you diluted, brother. So
come on, brother.
Okay,
he was black.
So the nigga acting full black and shit. We know you ain't full black, but go ahead.
He made us go to the store, get him some cakes and some Little Debbie cakes and all. Uh-huh. So we went to the store, got him a Twinkie and like two Little Debbie cakes, like the fresh brownies and Swiss roll. We come back, but he definitely was. He's a Twinkie man. He want Twinkie.
Right. Twinkie.
You know, want Twinkie. Twinkie. Not
was
no fake one.
Was
not
he obese?
No, bigger than motherfuckers.
Because any motherfucker that like Twinkies.
That's a common sense.
The field nigga, motherfucker? Damn.
The nigga want Twinkies.
Yeah.
So we go there, we got
them. Cornbread with cream in the middle.
Yeah, with that. So we got the other two regular ones, and we got the Twinkie. Come back,
give
it to him. He go crazy, cusses out. Motherfucker, y'all think y'all get off me, little stealing, napping up fucking niggas.
Oh,
I'm not
shit.
Stupid. Y'all think I'm stupid? Because a nigga couldn't read, nigga, with this less dumb nigga, but.
Did you steal three? Because we do use a stealing motherfucker.
I was one of the biggest thieves of all time. That
okay,
time.
Thank you.
But. I didn't do it this time.
Okay.
So as I'm looking at this nigga like, what the fuck is he talking about? We just sitting there like, man, this nigga crazy. So we grabbed a piece like, man, look at this. This ain't no real Twinkie. And I grabbed the package and look, they just changed like the packaging a little bit to a new package. My nigga, he can't read. So he used to see it in one way. I was like, nigga, I'm like in like fourth grade. Look at this nigga like, boy, I ain't gonna never be stupid. This nigga stupid.
You never told me that's what I was
nigga
doing.
Nigga was going crazy, though.
That's a good one.
I called my brother. He was there. It was me, my brother, and Michael, my cousin. We was like, what the fuck is he talking
about? Yeah.
We really got the Twinkie.
Right.
I'm a get over thief nigga. I should have just stole the shit and got the money. I didn't even do it this time.
Right.
Normally, I do that.
Yeah.
I steal all the shit you want and then keep the money and give you no change back.
Yeah.
But I got you your items. Right. Nigga, it was just a different package on there. Said Twinkie all on it.
Yeah.
Nigga can't read.
That's crazy.
Crazy, bro.
Yeah, that's wild. Yeah.
So I just gotta put that
But So my dad went dyslexic.
Yeah.
But he was a narcissistic psychopath for sure.
Right.
And then you gotta think you add crack to the mix, sprinkle that shit in there.
Oh, you don't want
to
sprinkle that much.
Come on, brother. Then you get full child abuse. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and then it was always like weird, you know what I'm saying? Because you gotta understand, my mom white, he fully dark skinned. You know what I'm saying? Boy, you would think he ain't choose to be with a white woman now, nigga. But I'm telling you, boy, that was probably my biggest op my whole life. I didn't fought a lot of people. Oh, yeah.
It's a story, but we just put him in whenever you want to put him in.
Yeah, we'll put him in later. You know what I'm saying? But I'm talking about, I don't never really talk about that nigga. The reason why is because it's a touchy subject. You know what I'm saying? And you got to understand a lot of my childhood trauma.
Yeah.
All my great shit came from mom, but I got some trauma there too.
Oh, for
but
sure.
My mom, we're like twins, like you said, right? She loved the podcast, boy. Hey, I ain't gonna say that. Hey, shout out to you,
Bob. Shout
out to my boy, because she flipped the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? She ain't cool with me. And then, boy,
we gotta get her gotta get her to do like a voice note to get some of her ad libs.
Oh, no, nah, hell no. Nah. You know what's crazy? I told her, I was talking to her today. Oh, shit. God damn. So listen here, y'all.
Damn.
This is the thing. Oh, I actually told her today, right? Boy, you crazy nigga.
Wow. Damn. Oh, Lord.
This is crazy. Bags. Come on, champ. Be Caucasian, man. Fucked up or Mr. Screw.
Don't do that. Don't do that, boy. She'll blow this whole motherfucker up. You know what I'm saying? She be well, got the best heart in the world. You know what I'm saying? But boy, oh boy, don't fuck with her. You know what I'm saying?
All.
But the thing is, I never touch on the shit with my dad because there's a lot of triggers there, right? Where it's like, all my, pretty much, other than prison and the streets, that nigga was probably the one that did the most damage to a nigga. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And then it was, you got to understand, and I think it's kind of weird, but the thing is like, to be a father is supposed to be a protector, right? And somebody that nurtures you and grows. And we're going to get back to you in Sway, in a minute, Sway, but this is kind of going
to
go
and
full gonna
help
circle.
You to understand how to talk in this. Yeah. Give it up.
Yeah.
We went through some shit, nigga.
So here's the thing. So and the reason why I said it's gonna come back full circle is because when you talk about your dad, you said you kind of didn't know what you just want to say. But I know your relationship with your dad, right? Yeah. Very fucking similar, right? But I think my shit was, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
no struggle's greater than the next, brother. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is with him, it was wild because you would think you ain't lay down with a white woman and have a baby, you know what I'm saying, that was gonna come out looking like me. You know what I'm saying? And I'm telling you, he was my biggest hater my whole entire fucking life. Right. You know what I'm saying? And then I always, you know, one of the things I always talk about a lot on the podcast, on my YouTube channel, on me and my wife's channel, Love and Slim. Hey, hold on now. We got the button.
Shout out to my wife, Jazz. Love and Slim. Go subscribe.
One thing we always talk about is the how we trip off of being dark skin, light skin, white light skin, all these different, but black is just black. When people look at you, if you got any drop of motherfucking anything other than white,
black man,
you definitely that black man. That's a you know fact. What I'm saying? And that's just the truth. So one thing I learned early was how to read people, right? And how to read between the lines with people. One of my gifts came from having a fucking psychopath dad. Mm-hmm. Because the thing is a lot of shit you do just won't fucking make sense. You know what I'm saying? And you're a kid, like how you say with your uncle, you're like, man, hey boy, I see, I ain't never gonna be stupid.
Right.
I had that with him. You see what I'm saying? But then the crazy part, I would
Uncle Thomas.
Yeah, but I would look at him. He ain't dead yet, but he looked. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But here's the thing is with him, I learned that how to deal with illogical, delusional people, right? I'm talking about people like when they like they move and they shit don't even make no fucking sense. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Or just pure rage or you just can't control your emotions.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Female-like type understanding, you right. know what I'm saying? Like, but just off the deep end type, mm-hmm. you know? And you look mixed with a little Ted Bundy, just a little sprinkle with a little Jeffrey Dahmer, you know what I'm saying?
John Wick Gacy?
Oh, hell no, brother. Motherfucker, hey, listen, I'd have been one of them kids that, boy.
Yeah, them kids.
Nah, yeah, I'd have been one of the ones that on Netflix type.
Got smoke, away, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I got a story about that, too, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, for sure.
So, but not with that one, not John Wick Gacy.
Oh,
but,
shit, bro. Yeah, hold on.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I was known. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's bad. But no, so the thing is, I learned how to be around illogical people that make rash, stupid, just don't make sense decisions. You know what I'm saying? And then as a kid, you got to learn, like, damn, what the fuck is wrong with this motherfucker? And then you learn how to be around narcissistic people like three. You know what I'm saying? You get to learn to be like, ah, okay. And then you start looking at stuff from their perspective and how they view themselves and how they move in this world. And then you learn how to cater around them kind of people. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's why I said, when you're talking about your dad, this is something, and I know your behind the scenes story with your dad. So the thing is that's, I'm giving you this, and this is something I've never talked about. And the reason why I talked about it is because I want to give you confidence to be able to talk about this. You've never heard me talk about this. This is shit you knew behind the scenes, but this is shit the world don't know, right? I don't like touching on the touchy shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So I said that to inspire you to be able to be cool to talk about that if you want to talk about it. But if you don't want to talk about it, we don't got to talk about it.
I mean, I'm on a podcast. Hey, everything goes.
Give it up, brother.
Okay. Yeah, everything goes.
No, three, you even give it up. You got to give it up, brother.
They have no choice.
The jig is up.
Yeah, yeah. But no, just to end it, every great memory that I had that has made me who I am, that all y'all, you know, have loved to fuck with, you know what I'm saying, inspired and motivate, you know, my optimism, my faith, my belief, you know, all that shit has come from my mom. The world traveling, the pack it up, everything right now. Let's take a leap of faith. Let's get the risk. We're going to get it at the end.
Those are big attributes,
those
too.
I honestly just told my mom this other day. I said, the thing is if you take her out of my life, I'm not me. You see what I'm saying?
Crazy.
And if she moved in like him, I'm fucking jacked. I'm doing life in prison. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Because I was already on the route there anyway. You know what I'm saying? Or death. So she saved a nigga. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Even though she wasn't perfect either, you know, you got to be able to give her credit because she never gave up. And she kept trying to do better. And then she just, you know, sometimes it wouldn't work out. Sometimes it would. We're all human. You know what I'm saying? But then she would keep trying. That's what you get credit for.
Yeah.
That nigga, I can't ever say try. That nigga, I can't ever see. He never took accountability. That nigga ever. And I know this because this is how you. Can I say it? This is what you said with your own dad. Nigga, I know this shit because you told me. Niggas talk about that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Let's go, champ.
It's deep rooted shit and it's hard to talk about. You know what I'm saying? And Sway already don't like to talk that damn much.
Unless
you know. Ain't no cameras around and shit. Sway can just be Sway.
Yeah, for sure.
Man, this is cameras. But I'm cool out of. All right, but because, you know, you gave it. It's like you both gave a like actual.
Yeah, you got to, bro.
Because you remember when I first met the nigga, he was talking at all.
At all. Yeah,
that shit was crazy. Brought that nigga out of the shell. That's legendary, though.
Hey, man. I appreciate y'all for that.
Yeah,
you're welcome, brother.
But yeah, go ahead and elaborate a little more.
So all right. So I might as well re-elaborate shit. So growing up, obviously, I didn't have my mom or dad, like growing up my life. But, you know, occasionally, because my dad, I don't know where the fuck he was at. He was somewhere. He was either in prison or while he was out. I don't know what the fuck he was doing while growing up. But my mom, you know.
Was your dad cool? I'm going to help you out. So was your dad, was he cool with like his siblings? How many siblings does your dad have?
He has one.
He
has two, but one died. So
damn.
So my
mom. How did one die?
Yes, I honestly have no clue. But
damn, you don't be asking no questions, huh?
I'm not doing this. Yeah. Shit.
So the other siblings, is it a sister, brother?
Brother. So my
brother. Are they cool?
Oh, yeah, they're cool as fuck, yeah.
So your middle name came from him?
Yeah, my middle name came from my dead uncle's first name, and then his middle name is my first name.
Oh, okay.
So it's weird because like he played football for.
So the, first name Sweat, last name Money.
Yeah, you know.
No, sir.
Donnell.
Donnell Jones. I wish I never met her.
Yeah. The reason why I asked that is because, like, the thing is, you always can know if people are fucked up. Me and Three talk about this all the time. Yeah. And Nip touched on this one song. He said you'd be switching up on the people on your team too much.
Yeah.
You see
yeah.
what I'm saying? You can always tell that people have a flawed fucking character.
Yeah. That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? Because you could just pay attention to the people around them. How often do they switch? Do they stay there? Because one thing I'll tell you about love and loyalty, me and Three was actually talking about this before the podcast, before you got here, Sway. The thing is if you love and you're loyal to somebody, but if you got to choose, we're going to take loyalty all day.
Loyalty all day.
Damn right. But the thing is, if you get both, the thing is even if you got love and loyalty, the thing is nobody's going to stay around forever with you, even if you're just completely blowtorching and burning every bridge known down to mankind. You just completely are just moving fucked up out in this world. So I ask you that because, like, for instance, my dad burned every bridge. Yeah. He wasn't cool with none of his brothers, none of his sisters. It's always on and off. He never had consistent friends.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Anybody that was doing better than him didn't exist.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, never. He's just certified hater. You know what I'm saying? And then the thing is, they switch up so many different times, and then you'll be able to tell, like, based off of how they move. You know what I'm saying? So when I ask you with your dad, does he have a consistent relationship with his brother, that's a good sign. But
he got some sense. But you know, like growing up, like the stories I hear from not obviously not being there, but he was, you know, abusive to like my mom.
Of course.
So all my brothers and sisters was not fucked with it. So
because they saw that as kids.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. So I'm lucky enough to not like be able to see that.
Right.
Because that probably would have made me like even more angry towards this nigga.
For sure.
Even though I you know, we're cool now because, you know, we, you know.
Are you?
We actually are now. Okay, we talk all the time now. Not all the time, but, you know, enough now.
Right.
But, you know, it's 23 years late.
Right.
But I feel like I'd rather him come back now than fucking ever.
Right.
So anyways, back to my story. So growing up, my mom, obviously a single mom. So she lived like everywhere. Like she was sleeping on like on people like couches, friends' couches, shit like that, everywhere in the car. And then she got an apartment in like San Bernardino.
Right.
So occasionally she'll have me and then my older brother take the Metrolink at fucking like 5 years old on her own to San Bernardino.
Oh shit.
2 hours away to visit her two days. Yeah, on a train at 5 years old or some shit.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, to San Bernardino. To fucking, you know, to visit. And then we'll go there for like 2 days, and then she'll either, like, will drop us off, like, all the way back home, or we'll just hop back on the train and go back home.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so we'll do that, you know, for like months on end, and it was time where, like, she was, like driving us home. I was probably, like, seven, eight. And then, like, on the way home at nighttime, she was, like telling us, like everything that happened between, like her and my dad.
Right.
And like, why she, like, she didn't want us in that environment.
Don't want y'all
and,
around.
Yeah, right? and she was like obviously sorry, like on how she wasn't really there, like growing up.
Of course.
But I was like, I mean, I was a kid, so I was like,
yeah, you don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But now, like, I understand. Like, I mean, at least she tried.
Most
like,
of
right. That's
people
what counts.
Take that for granted. Yeah, facts. Like I knew my mom always said that to me, like, oh, you know, I wish I raised y'all better because, you know, no offense to my grandma, but no one taught her.
My mom said stuff like that too.
Like, it ain't y'all fault.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't never get mad for my upbringing or things I went through as a kid because, shit, evidently somebody didn't teach them how to teach us. You know what I mean?
I don't think no parent is exempt from that, them saying that. I think you could be a great parent. My mom was great. Your mom was great.
Stupendous.
Yeah, but the thing is, you know, we're all going to make mistakes.
Right.
You know, to your point.
Nobody's
exempt from that shit.
Yeah, it is what it is.
You got everything said in the world. I'm pretty sure Elon Musk, he got money and all the resources, everything. Right. I'm pretty sure his kid's going to grow up with something.
Yeah, so, you know,
so nobody's perfect.
With it. No one's perfect when it comes to raising, especially kids in the inner city.
100%. Yeah, that's why I always tell my mom, don't take offense by the shit that we're saying.
Yeah,
my dad, I don't give a fuck. He can take all the offense in the world. You know what I'm saying? But my mom, love her so much. You know what I'm saying? It's, don't take offense to it. You know what I'm saying? Because we're just talking about those little things, but the great things. They mask everything.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because those will make you who you are. So who would you say helped make you are? Would you say it was your grandma, your mom,
I would honestly say my grandma and my two aunts.
Right.
Because those are like the... Like,
I know your aunties.
So, I mean, like besides my grandma. Like,
no, oh, shit, yeah.
I'm joking. Oh, they
are! Got, well, don't chill.
But like...
Are they? No, it's fine.
fucking, I forgot what I was about to say. You know, I'm slow as hell.
No, I said, who was you? So your auntie?
Yeah, my, both my your aunties two aunts and, your and grandma. Okay. Yeah, only because like the, those were like the really, the only two that really.
Influential to you.
Yeah. And those were like the first three like successful people I've seen like growing up.
Yeah, because they do some legendary shit. I don't know if you want to elaborate on that. But
yeah, my grandma and aunt, they both worked. Well, my aunt still works at Boeing. She's like some fucking.
She's way up there.
Airplane machines and all.
Yeah, she way up there making a bag.
Yeah, and then my grandma, she worked there and put her on there at Boeing. And then my other aunt, she's like some
NASA, right?
Some
who worked at NASA? One of them worked at NASA or something.
No, Boeing.
Boeing.
Well, it's taking
what was your grandpa working at?
At Northrop Grumman. He built planes like from like scratch.
Oh, okay. Shit, yeah, I got planes and spaceships mixed up. Shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
Boeing.
Intergalactic brain. So.
Yeah, going all the way up there.
Yeah, and then my other aunt, she's like some high tech, like Fed lady for the feds.
Okay.
So, you know, in case I get in trouble, you know.
Okay. The jig is up.
Yeah, did they help you get your car towed out the shit? Because I remember your shit just got towed and all that shit.
By the police. Oh,
yeah. She ain't had a leverage in that jurisdiction.
Huh? I mean, she told me what to do.
Yeah.
So, but it was too late. I was like, yeah.
So you would say your two aunties and your grandma.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure. That's legendary.
Yeah, those were like the main two that, like, because, like growing up, I played, like, I was the only one that had, like, obviously I got shit, like, handed to me, like, not as much, but I did.
Yeah,
But my older brother, he was actually the one that got fucking everything handed to him. He like
that's the one that looks just like you, type.
No, it's light skinned motherfucker.
You say he looks just like you with green eyes.
Nah, he don't look like me. He like some other
motherfucker. Like I say, my okay. All right, but go ahead.
So he was the one that actually got like everything he wanted. They all went to like the Disneyland trips. He been everywhere.
Right.
He been to different countries.
He in New York right now.
He's back in LA right now with
his girl. Okay. Shout out to him.
Yeah, he actually works for Elon SpaceX right now.
That's what's up.
I'm about to tell you, for some reason, I kept feeling like somebody worked for SpaceX. He's talking about Boeing and all. I swear to God, my whole brain was like, somebody working for SpaceX.
Yeah.
I was thinking that the whole time.
Like, three on brain.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I swear to God.
See, that's what you said, SpaceX. I remember you said something nasty to me about something with NASA before. I don't know where I got. I'm telling you, I ain't supporting that shit.
I know Inglewood and all that, so I started just putting it together. Yeah. Like, somebody got to be working
on that. Yeah, for sure. But no, go ahead, continue.
That's fucking funny. That's fucking funny. So, yeah, so like my older brother, he was the one that got like everything he wanted. Right. And then I either got.
You
like,
all the hand-me-downs.
Yeah, I got all the hand-me-downs. All the and, like, I ain't going nowhere. The only place I've been a kid was probably.
No, that's how I was with my oldest brother. I was always having hand-me-downs. I always had the no-name brand shoes. From Emmett's. Damn. No offense, man. I love you. Yeah, right off Broadway. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, right by the Honey Bee gas station.
Yeah, I mean, a few Payless motherfuckers in my time. Oh, little rugged outback boots.
Man, brutal days.
Brutal. I had some tight little ashy goddamn black stonewashed jeans to wear all the time.
And you know what's crazy? I could say that. My mom got us some off-brand shit sometimes. The oldest one always had whatever he wanted.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just, I'm talking about the shoes after shoes, money after money, fresh as a motherfucker. When we went to school, you couldn't even tell we was brothers, nigga. And the nigga used to disassociate himself to niggas. Like,
you know,
nigga be fully. Shit. Oh, no, that nigga be out there, nigga, fresh to death. Everybody, he's a popular kid and shit. And then you go, hey, that's my brother. Hey, this is my brother.
He don't know you.
Like a nigga at the club trying to get in.
Hey, brother.
He like this. Oh, yeah. Yeah, go home. Yeah, get out of here. You know what I'm saying? He's trying to talk to me in the crib. Oh yeah, roast you for wearing this shit, all that. Yeah, blowtorch your ass in front of people.
Damn.
Hey, what you doing with my pants on?
That sounds
good.
Hell
yeah, bro. You got bitches all around this motherfucker. You got to stand in front of no bitches.
Damn.
God damn.
Sure. You know
I've been through that before.
Blowtorch. But the reason why I brought that up, though, is because I, out of everything, like my mom would grind and get it all. I'm telling you, my mom ain't never had the lights cut off. She always had snacks. We had some understanding. She made sure that motherfucker, no matter how broke she actually was, she made it to where, like, nigga, you always have some food. You always have some fish sticks to stick in the oven.
Don't have some fish sticks.
Some tater tot hot dish in the motherfucking pot.
Gotta have chicken pot pie.
Oh, yeah, don't forget the motherfucking hot dogs in the blanket.
Oh, got
the pig in the blanket, motherfucker.
Okay, what about TV dinners?
Oh, come on, bro. That's normal.
That's
the Southern steak. No way.
Come on,
crazy.
Make sure that middle is right. Make sure that middle ain't froze.
Come on, don't. What about the beef pot pies?
Come on, chicken pot pies. Yeah,
I like the beef better.
Okay. The beef,
I like the beef better.
The brown stew?
I like the brown stew better.
Oh, I'm over that motherfucking chicken.
I like the beef stew better.
I like that white meat, baby.
Gotta have a white meat. No. But I brought up the Payless because as much as my daddy never did shit, I remember one time this nigga, I don't know what the fuck lick he hit or something, but he came through with some Payless shoes one time. Right. I looked at this nigga like, nigga, the only guy in the government you gonna give me some fucking Payless. Yeah, nigga, rent was $8.
Right.
God damn, nigga.
Payless shoes.
Well, I'm telling you, nigga would have a juice jug in the fridge. And he, I'm telling you, nigga, I wish you not. My brother Jeremy can verify. Life is Jeremy Brad. Go tap in with him. Subscribe. The nigga, we would have to eat. Nigga, I'm talking about you get one sippy cup. Nigga, get a whole, you know that $1 gallon?
Oh, the big red.
The pink lemonade, oh, motherfucker. Red, yeah. Blues, all the yeah, colors.
For sure.
$1. Mine the rent, $8. Nigga, the it's fucking $1 gallon
move.
$1 gallon. Boy, that shit was pure poison, but that shit was it's good poison. To the bitch.
I should stay with that. A rack of cookies
or,
and that
or don't
gel.
Forget the, oh, yeah, that's a go-to. But don't forget the 50 cent juices, the one you pop the top tight.
Yeah.
With all the different...
All the different flavors.
Man, listen, that's some hood classics.
That
nigga.
Jug was there.
Get them little quarter, little 9 liter packs.
Oh, for sure.
You got a dollar, you can make some shit shake in the hood.
No
boy.
Question.
Hell yeah, get the little pizza.
Man, that was
shit.
My go-to: the big jug of juice and a rack of cookies. Remember, my uncle says, "Walk down the street every
yep,
day."
Yeah, 100%. I remember telling.
And I think I probably mutated my blood because I used to go to GNC and steal creatine back in the day.
Oh yeah,
in high school.
That's why
whole,
you look how you look.
I think so.
Yeah, yeah.
I do it every day.
I think mine's like that because I like eat a lot
I
of vegetables.
I pour the whole jug, the whole container of creatine in the jug and have it all day, just drinking and eating the cookies. All
I remember we was talking about that.
I think that really did something to me.
Yeah, I did your brain too.
I don't know.
That
about
can't
that.
Be
I
healthy.
Like this.
Damn.
I was already like this.
You got the good chromosomes, but this bad motherfucker screws loose that motherfucker boy.
Gargoyle.
They tried to pull the trigger gun jam. Nigga was mad. Woo, that nigga's crazy.
I was mad.
Yeah, for
like,
sure.
Well, I think I wanted that kill.
But we know, brother. We got a lot of weight though. Yeah. But he's going for. He's being defensive, man. He's just protecting himself.
Yeah, I was fearing for my life.
But he was running though. So you tight was.
Nah, he turned. I thought he had another gun. He turned a little over his shoulder.
It looked like he was straight.
Nah,
it looked like man. He was like this.
Mm-mm. I saw another weapon in his hand, and I read his lips said, "I'm going to kill you." When he turned, that's what I saw.
Oh man,
shit! I was scared for my life,
damn.
Bro.
I went, no, we were two totally different locations. I was trying to get away from the people. I didn't know they caught up to
that
you.
That was a good job, Mattelli.
No, oh, shit, yeah, retainer,
no, retainer.
But no, the crazy part is, excuse me, how you said that with the creatine? I think mine was like that because I always like. My dad ain't never had shit in the motherfucking house. But you know, poor motherfucker gonna have some canned vegetables.
For
and that
sure.
was the only thing this nigga didn't ration. Like that juice, nigga, he get one cup the
yeah,
whole motherfucker.
That juice.
Nigga, look, and then he would measure the motherfucker, boy. Oh, and then not only would he measure, like, nigga, let you take a little swig and then he'll put that bitch up to the light like this. Nigga, then next, you know, nigga, everybody getting their ass whooped, nigga.
The shred.
And you know, I drink the shit, so everybody got to get their ass whooped. No, we all got to go down. You
yeah,
know what I'm saying?
Sure,
yeah, I got everybody ass whooped. You know what I'm saying? Even on time to your point where it's like, nigga, I even do the shit. You still blame because you the one that's always fucking up.
Right.
So yeah, I was that nigga. You know what I'm saying? I think nigga just didn't like me. That nigga hated me, boy.
It was on you because you look just like
him. Yep, 100%. It's too much. His type is ops type.
For sure.
Goddamn, though, bro. I can't help that you lay with a white woman that had a.
Hey, brother.
Damn, you hate envying on me?
Freaking frack.
Crazy. I got some crazy story
back.
About that shit, man. Yeah, but that's
don't
some wild
go
shit.
You can't get mad
but though. No, the thing is, though, is that one time he got them motherfucking Payless shoes. I said, nigga, all these beating child abuse ass fucking, you know, I ran away from that nigga crib like 20 million times.
Ran to the field like Forrest Gump.
Man, went to the motherfucking people that the church is supposed to protect the children, don't protect the children, put you right
put
back
you
in
right
there
back
with the psychopath motherfucker.
That. You can't, that's not real.
What the fuck, man?
Like now it's probably different, but back
yeah,
in the
yeah, in 2022, I'd have been sturdy.
Yeah, you'd
been
good.
I'd have been sturdy.
You had a full stipend, little check.
Oh, yeah, I'd have been cool.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Give me up out of there.
Good, crisp white family.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, he was, dude, different. But yeah, I never wore them motherfuckers.
Man.
I didn't even wear them bitches to take out the garbage.
Nah,
you know
I wouldn't do that either, brother.
Yeah.
Smart man.
But yeah. But no, to your point, though, brother, my bad. We got a little sidetracked. You know what I'm saying?
A little sidetracked.
It's going a little too slow. But yeah. The thing was.
Another thing. No.
Good shit.
No.
What's up with the motherfucker? No, sorry.
I know, but it's crazy, but it's my dad. Like I have a similar story with my dad because like, on Christmas, when, like,
yeah.
when like, my dad finally came back to my life,
yeah.
like he came on Christmas.
Yeah.
Like, I guess he just got out of prison and he gave me and my brother a Christmas present.
Right.
He gave me like. Like it was a Lakers jersey, but
right.
it looked like, you know.
Oh, one of the motherfuckers, all brand mooks.
Yeah.
It was the Fakers.
Yeah, it was like thin as hell. So I was like, obviously, I was like, oh shit, a Lakers jersey. But now that I still have it, I was like, God damn, this bitch is like, for sure was stolen or some shit.
Yeah.
At least you got it.
That's crazy. That's crazy everybody did it because my dad did that too. Only member I ever have him, because I never seen him. I don't have no recollection of him at all.
Right.
Besides one memory, he came, I don't know if it was a holiday or whatever, but he came with a dog. He came with like a cane, like a. What's the motherfuckers with the ears? The canine type motherfucker.
Oh, the Doberman.
No.
Okay.
It was the other one.
I thought I had it.
It was either Doberman or the canine motherfucker.
German Shepherds.
One
or
of them.
The Malinois.
It was one of them two
okay,
for
okay.
sure, 1,000,000,000%.
Okay.
Because I remember I was in the back room at the door, and he was there, like, I want to bring in the dog and all that. Mom, like, get your goddamn ass out there, dude. I never brought him a dog. I want to get a bum boy dog and all that. She's like, man, get your motherfucking ass.
Get out.
Bring the damn dog. Yeah. Shit. I remember that nigga brought me a dog and never got the dough, but he tried to bring me a dog. I give him that. You know what I'm saying?
Boy, that motherfucker probably had all sorts of shit going on with big rabies.
Big head, big head, Rob come up over that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
That dope nigga down the block.
Laid him all the way down. Yeah, got blood on the paws.
Don't you think he did rob the police over and took the dog from the cop?
That's the level of how crazy that nigga
was. Damn. Because if he's anything like you or Advance.
You got to know this nigga one of the leaders of the Black Gorilla family. From prison game. He started that motherfucker.
So I'll let you know everything.
So understand the lethalness of this nigga. But yeah, he tried to bring me a dog, give him that. Nothing else. I don't remember nothing about the nigga.
Yeah,
that's crazy, right? Ain't that the same? Yeah. We ain't got no goddamn daddies.
Do you think? I know everybody's thing is different, but my mom always asks me this. She'd be like, "Where do you think you'd be without him?" I said, "Not better, right?" Yeah. So what do you say? For me, I'm definitely saying better.
I don't see, like, I always say I wish I would known him.
Yeah,
but I don't. It had no like leverage on my life because there was no dads around.
Right,
nobody in my neighborhood had no dad besides one guy, but he lived on the other side of town. I never knew nobody had a dad. So it's like I was missing nothing. My brother dad died. My closest cousin, his dad died. So it was all normal. You know what I'm saying? It was like I wasn't missing nothing. As an adult, to be the most legendary nigga I am, I'm like, damn, who was this nigga?
Right.
You made me, nigga? And we say we looked the same, we moved the same, we had the same. I'm like, I wanted to meet a nigga like me.
Right, 100%.
I'm saying, I met my brother that's closest to me, but he in prison.
Right.
The one that had the same energy as me, but he in prison 15 years. So only other person was my dad.
Big long time. That's big calendars.
God damn, yo. Yeah. Shout out to Deuce.
Shout out to him.
But it was my dad, so I wish I could
shout out my little brother, Rob Barrett, too.
Because I hear the stories, you know what I'm saying, of how legendary he was. And it's damn, I wish I'd have known him, you know what I mean?
100%.
Even though he had to do what he had to do when he was younger. But I wish I would have known
him. He probably would have added with you, though. If he was anything like you, he would have added attributes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But I don't know, though.
You never know, though.
Yeah,
I mean, our courses in life is supposed to go.
He was in prison and died in prison. So it's like.
That's true. Damn, ain't no worse way to die in prison.
So how much I'm going to know the nigga? You know what I'm saying?
Shit, yeah, that's true. But the thing is we all take our course how we supposed to take our course.
That's
you're supposed to go through your course how you're supposed to go through it. You're supposed to go through yours. I was supposed to go through mine. No matter how much we think it would have been better if we went this or it would have been worse if we went this way, the thing is we always take our course. Now, the thing is if your dad is anything like you,
right?
Who do you think enabled your dad to be your dad?
I know.
You get what I'm saying? Like,
right. So who allowed him to be who he was?
Right. And in a good way and the bad way.
Right.
Like how your grandma let you be you. She said, let him be him.
And they all let me be.
Right. Now, who was the ones that you think would be like equivalent to like a yes man?
I think it was his mom because when I found out.
Like in the good way or bad way?
They allowed him to just be who he was.
Right.
Because they, like I said, they look at me now and they be like, damn, you remind me so much of him. Like,
right.
And they just be hitting me up all the time, be so happy for me because. I'm everything he wanted to be, but I did it the right way.
Facts.
So, and I look like him. Everything I do is almost like him. So they like, they looking at this nigga like, this nigga's still alive, basically.
Right.
But at a whole higher level. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So it was kind of crazy. But I think in his mom died not too long ago, but his little nieces and nephews that I'm cool with, they was like his close to him. They knew the nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like very well.
Right.
So when they see me, they go crazy.
Yeah. So who do you think was like, because that's actually interesting. Who do you think was like the enabler as far as the opposite way, like where it's like, you know how like I am with you, right?
Yeah, to
like
calm him down.
To calm him down.
Yeah, I think it was either his sister, the one that I'm cool with, her mom,
right?
Like his nieces and nephews. I think it was his sister that used to keep him balanced. You know
see,
what I'm saying?
And that's and the reason why I asked you that is because I think anybody that can achieve any form of success and sustain and maintain it, like anybody could just get a one shot draw McGraw type understanding, but to sustain and maintain full happiness and full success, you gotta have people like that in your corner, right? Like mine's my little brother DJ,
right
like who would you say was yours
right currently?
Oh, we know that's me, brother.
Right.
Yeah, but no, I'm talking about who would you say was that before? When it, Ra, probably.
It was Ra.
Yeah, Ra. That's killer for y'all don't know. I took my
shout boss out to ride. Yeah, so it was Ra and then it was you.
Right. So, you know what I'm saying? For those who don't know, that's the one I took my boss for riding my Hellcat. Almost got fired, that one. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
But
yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, 100%. So that's what I'm saying. So it's like everybody has hinderers, right? And I was actually had a conversation with my mom about this morning. I was sitting there saying, like, people, you have people around you that hinder you. And I talk about that because I think that that's also what my dad has. You know what I'm saying? Like people, he keep people around you to where you can't pull his coattail for nothing. You can't correct him. You can't say, hey, that was wrong or woo, or this. And then therefore you never evolve. So whatever age you made it to where your brain clicked that part.
Yeah.
You never made it past that age of 8 or 10 or
for
15.
Sure.
You see what I'm saying?
Just stay locked in because no one corrected it.
Nobody could correct it. You know? And if that keeps going on long enough, nobody can do that. You know what I'm saying? So who do you feel like did that for you, Sway?
Angle
like good and bad, where they said, let him be him. Because we know you fucking goddamn.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like now or like in general?
In general.
In general.
Like I would say probably my older brother that I live with. We're nemesis.
Right.
But like we're cool as fuck.
Cause he stand on shit with you.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Right. You don't like that shit.
Yeah.
But he helped correct you and tell you the right thing.
That helps.
Yeah. So who wanna fuck wanna hear that, right?
Yeah, right.
Fuck all that.
Yeah.
But that helps you.
Yeah.
And let it out, 3M. Go ahead.
And you fuck with him enough to let it, I'm saying, go
let
through.
It slide, yeah.
You respect him.
You be looking at motherfucker like
that. Yeah, like I hate him, but I love him too. But,
For sure. Because if I do that with three, the thing is, y'all hear the in between, read between line talk.
Yeah, this nigga.
The thing is he respect me though. You see what I'm saying? He respect me enough to where if I say something, like even though he might not want to hear it, he gonna dwell about it a little bit. He might go into his little dormitory mode where he like, you know what I'm saying? See, for he know, because he be around the nigga all the time. So the thing is like he gonna go into that. But the thing is, he respect me enough to where he hear it. And if he don't respect damn near nobody on some level. See what I'm saying? So he ain't gonna want to hear they shit. So the thing is, so it sounds like you respect your brother enough to hear what he's saying, even though you might instantly be like, fuck. You, that might be an instant where, hey man, get the fuck out of here, hang up on them tight. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all relationship. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is you dwell about it and then y'all be cool.
Because what I think of it, he's older, so he has more experience.
Yeah.
He has more life experience. Like,
right.
And he's done more shit. And like,
for sure.
Like, obviously, I'm 23, he's like 26, 27.
Right.
So he's been on Earth fucking 4 more years longer than me.
Right. 100%.
So I'll say that. But like in this current stage, like who lets me, like, who helped me like be free of who I am, and I'll say, like, honestly, it's you guys, because like I've been around y'all.
Yeah, you're welcome, nigga.
I think you know, but
first
I met y'all, I was like a whole different nigga.
Right.
Like I wasn't nothing like I was now.
Right.
Brother. We know more than your personality, nigga.
Tell us that.
That's an honor, brother. Thank you.
So I was the complete opposite, and like y'all forced me. Not forced, but like y'all forced me to, like, you know, to come out my shell.
Well, yeah, it was sink or swim.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can't keep up. You shit, motherfucker can't be with us.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
saying? Oh, that's for sure.
So I have to learn how to fucking swim.
100%.
In 12-foot ocean water.
Yeah, because we know you ain't know how to swim. You know what I'm saying? But, okay, so real quick, there's two things I want to talk about. One, since 3 talked about your hand, talk about that, because I know you didn't get a chance to talk about that.
Very important, brother. I know you don't like that motherfucker. Hey, brother.
So
I was the same way. I had two. You know, like.
Hold on, 3, my bad. Hold on.
I'm going to make you comfortable. That shit, I didn't like.
Go ahead, 3, give it to him. Go tell him.
Because I like. Because, like I said, my whole life, no one ever talked about me because I could fight so good and I could talk so good.
Right.
And it was like a
defensive. And he was fucking all the bad bitches.
That's true. So it was a defensive mechanism because I had teeth. I had like double stacked teeth in my mouth. And no one ever said nothing about it.
Alien versus Predator type.
Yeah. And I hated it. I didn't get that shit removed until like probably like a few. Man, it had to be like a few years before I started YouTube.
He had the cone head's mouth. You remember cone heads?
Shark mouth.
Yeah.
So like. Behind on this tooth.
Everybody when he was a kid used to call him Jaws.
They never did that. But I do got a shark on my back though, which is crazy, right? That would have been good roast. Nobody called it.
Yeah.
I had all type of jokes.
I had the best jokes when I was a kid though.
But no one ever
got me in a lot of fights.
But I hated it. You know what I'm saying? And I got it removed after a while, but I used to hate that motherfucker, man. I don't want to talk about it, I don't want to see it. Yeah. I forgot I even had the motherfucker.
Right.
Okay. And then I'd be by myself. I was like, God damn, I got an extra tooth by the motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I'd be forgetting about it because I just block it out because I didn't like it. You know what I'm saying? But it was always bothering me.
Yeah.
Right. But I fixed it and it's something I had to grow. It's just life. Nigga.
Yeah.
Everybody ain't perfect.
Well, I ain't fixed my shit. It is there.
It is what it is.
It's just there.
But so I'm saying it was something I had to live with. Had to used to. You know what I mean?
So it was a good example though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And he opened up and was vulnerable enough for you so you
could
be
vulnerable. I ain't talked about that.
See what I'm saying? Inspired and motivated you to be vulnerable. You know what I'm saying? So go ahead, be vulnerable, nigga.
All right.
Your turn.
I dropped you on your say, like, here it is.
So, no, here's the camera right here. Just go ahead and whip that thing over. Or that camera.
Actually, which one zoom in?
Put them in both.
All right, this one's zooming
close. Like that, bam.
Or you can do all three, brother, just so that way everybody can see from all angles.
All right, ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm playing. It's this right here.
So go ahead. Put that motherfucker. Extend that elbow, nigga.
Extend the arm. All three.
Uh-huh.
Motherfucker probably never seen it. I seen that motherfucker first day. I ain't say nothing, though.
Oh, yes, you did say something.
I did.
Y'all was in the back seat.
I did say something.
No, DJ's was the funniest, though. It was fucked up. But go ahead. You tell him what you said, bro.
I forgot, nigga. I said a lot of wild.
I know. We was...
With three?
It was me, you, and three, and I think it was either the Go Truck or his track called. He was going somewhere.
Right.
I believe it was for Giotto, and I was in backseat.
So what the fuck wrong with your hand or something like that?
He was holding the camera or something. He was holding the camera.
Yeah, I was holding the camera.
He was holding it with his left hand.
I was recording behind y'all, and then when the camera was off, he was like, what the fuck happened to your hand?
Yeah, that's true. I do that, but I apologize, brother.
We laughing with him, not at him.
No, it's just funny.
I got a crazy story about some shit like that, too. I can't help
that's just funny.
Don't blame me.
Like, in a moment, like, caught me off guard.
Okay, so let's talk about it real quick. What happened?
So, you know, as you know, this goes back to, you know,
I know, but you gotta tell them.
Yeah, so it goes back to like my parents, you know, abusive.
Right.
Like that, I don't know which is that cause, but I'm assuming it's either like, you know, him hitting her while I was pregnant or her doing drugs while she was pregnant.
Right. Mm.
So, yeah, I don't know what the fuck it was.
Either way, go, brother. You're completely blessed because you could have been way worse.
Yeah.
If it's either one of those two damn scenarios. Yeah.
Should have come out Elephant Man, motherfucker.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Could have been, though.
That's true. And so
yeah, Big Mass, the original.
Yeah. So, sure. While she was pregnant with me, it just had to been either the fact that he was hitting her or her doing drugs.
Right.
So when
either
I was born,
way, it's not good.
Yeah, so when I was born, I ended up just like this. And then... luckily, my mom like during like I had like surgery and shit.
But try to fix it, right?
Yeah, to fix it. But like it got so much like surgery to where my mom was like, you know, let him choose like whether he wants to fix it or not.
Keep doing it.
So what age were you when you was getting those surgeries?
From born to when?
Like when I was born to probably like 4 or 5.
Damn.
I was in cast, like full cast. Yeah. And not everything. Like,
and usually, man, fuck it, leave my hand this way.
Yeah. So when I was like a reasonable like a thinking of age, like that's when mom had told me like what happened, and she was like, oh, but I didn't let them do the surgery because you know I wanted you to make that choice of whether. Yeah. So I was like, okay, I respect
it's your
that.
Body.
Yeah, exactly. So honestly, I ain't gonna fix the motherfucker because honestly, it'd be times where I be forgetting this shit like this.
Cause you ain't thinking about it.
You're used to it.
I use it just like it's a regular hand. Well, right. It's a regular hand. Right. But I just
but
use
yeah,
it.
You don't yeah. think about it.
Yeah, I don't.
DJ but said something to him when we was playing pool. You know, he was at the house.
Yeah.
So I'm laughing with him. We never laughing at him. We laughing with him. That's why he's laughing, so he's giving us permission to laugh. So him and. Oh, DJ, I hope DJ. Listen, DJ didn't mean nothing because he thought Sway was holding his stick a certain way. so you know how we shoot like this or whatever. Everybody shoots different ways in pool, right? Yeah. So he thought DJ first, you know, DJ never noticed it, right? So he thought Sway had like this little science kind of different thing. And he was like, nigga, how the
shoot
fuck?
Shoot that motherfucker like Martin Luther King or something.
Oh, shit. Look, so D said, because you know he was at a different angle, so it wasn't like he was dead smack in front of Sway. He was like to the side, and he was like, what the fuck? Because then his body was covering over his hand.
Right.
So, you know, he's getting low with the stick. So DJ like, nigga, how the fuck did you? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then next you know, me and Sway just both looked at each other because we knew. Right. You know what I'm saying? But DJ, then he walked to the front, he said, oh. And he
the jig is up.
Yeah. So he's making laugh. Yeah. So,
no, Sway's laughing is making me laugh.
That shit is hilarious.
So then DJ was like, oh shit. And then DJ obviously stopped laughing at me.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Because or I stopped laughing when DJ seen it. I thought that was kind of funny because how you had his hands though.
Yeah.
I don't even know if you want to demonstrate how you shoot pool, but the thing was DJ, when he was sitting from the angle, he thought like he had this different kind of technique.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? DJ was like, nigga, how the fuck are you shooting like that? Then he walked to the front, Sway was like, and he put up his hand, he said, oh shit.
Yeah.
The next one, he was like, and then DJ asked him the same thing, and he said the same story.
Yeah.
You just gotta get it out, just give you that freedom of talking about it, man. That ain't shit. You know, everybody got some shit they been through or some shit they currently going through or something fucked up
that's
with them or
funny,
on them. Like, it's just life, nigga. That shit don't mean nothing.
Right. Yeah.
But it's good. So you help people.
Yeah.
You got to know, you tell that story, say what happened. Now you live with
something. Motivate others.
You're going to help people that going through shit way worse, nigga.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure there's probably somebody in the world that has the same fucking shit.
For sure. They probably can help you. Like, nigga,
or
hey,
worse,
this,
nigga.
Nigga might got $1 billion. Hey, nigga, I went through that same shit here. Nigga, he'll hold monkey hand type.
So what Three was trying to tell you though, his teeth being like that was an insecurity for him.
Yep.
Right? Yeah. Let's just go deeper.
So that's probably why I got the full mook now.
Yeah, for sure.
I always hated that shit.
Yeah, that's why I got the full porcelains in that bitch. You know what I'm saying?
That is
so you gotta think he that was an insecurity for him. So he's saying like he knows that's an insecurity.
Yeah,
he's sitting there.
Yeah, well it is not now, but like as it like not as much now. Obviously,
right.
I don't do it. But like
of course not as much. You know what I'm saying? Because you learn to evolve and grow with yourself and love yourself. You see what I'm saying? But the thing is everybody has insecurities, whether you can see them or you can't.
Yeah.
Everybody has them. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Everybody has them. And then that's why you see people that run into a big bag of money and they're trying to change everything about themselves, and then they end up blowtorching themselves.
Looking like goddamn Tin Man.
Exactly, because they trying to give themselves the reassurance that's sitting there saying, if I had the money, I would switch these things about myself. And the thing is God made us all exactly how we're supposed to be, so we should all love ourselves exactly how we're supposed
to be. No question about
it. That's not to get too sentimental with it, it's just to be real with it. You know what I'm saying?
Inner confidence, inner love, self-love.
Right, because that's a gift, right? The thing is whether you think it's a curse or a gift, it's a gift. And the reason why it's a gift is because it makes it exactly how you are. If you had your fingers just straight like how you wanted them to be, you might be a totally different person.
That's true.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Same thing with Three. If Three had a fucking, if he came out with the full fucking teeth and the full understanding.
I was the same, though.
Here he goes.
Don't get too carried away with the shit.
The God.
Motherfucker still was bound down to the motherfucking knees.
I ain't got nothing to do with the shit, but yeah, okay, I hear you, brother. Shit. Yeah. But he got them too, y'all.
That's but that is the only thing I ever like wanted fixed, and I did, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, for sure.
People like, oh, you bald. Nigga, I was cool with that. I cut my hair out before people noticed it. It never was like,
But it would have never been your choice. You wouldn't have just choose to be bald.
Yeah, yeah, but it's like I was okay with it. Like right. when I saw it coming, I'm like, let me beat it to the point. No one said like, nigga, you got a receding hairline. No, nigga, I cut it off. I knew I had a round head. I was cool with that.
Yeah.
I was okay with that. Right. Like I signed up for it, but
for sure.
It wasn't an insecurity to me. Like right. I wore hats, nigga, you go back to high school, I had braids down my back, perfect edge up, hat on all the time.
Yeah.
So that's normal to me.
Right.
So like you know, everybody got their own thing, but for my sure. only thing was that. Like, for sure. like damn.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And God going to give that to everybody. Everybody's going to deal with that. And nobody's going to be just made purely immaculate. You yeah. know what I'm saying?
True.
Everybody got their things, man. So just always keep that in mind, people, yeah. when you're hearing that. And I hope this helps other people, like how you said that inspires yeah, yeah. them. Us and me telling y'all this yeah, message.
Anybody going through
this
something.
This is
going
to help y'all.
It's all right.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah, it's cool. And embrace who you are. Love yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's nothing wrong with that at all, man. You know what I'm saying? And you just put out what you want to be. You know what I'm saying? And then soon enough, you'll start to believe it and you'll start to become it. Three B's, man. Come on, man.
For the seed.
Leave before becoming, man.
Leave before becoming, you know man. Three B's. On
100%.
The pole,
but now, let's get to Sway. So now, how did
Sway money.
What got you into filming, brother?
Yeah, what got you into film, brother?
Not gonna
appreciate
lie.
You sharing that, too.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's that ain't no joke.
Yeah, all you niggas.
We sharing a lot of deep shit in this motherfucker, man.
You gotta give it to him sometimes.
On the damn,
brother.
On just a week
of about crackers and pussy and fucking pussy and ass.
And we know you like to do that.
I do. I like to come inside vagina raw.
That nugget, though, was a funny one, though. The nugget flew out.
Classic.
Damn, that's an all-time
episode 26
classic.
Is up there.
That's a classic. I we knew that was a classic.
We can send that to the history of podcasts. It's going to go up there.
Yeah,
top.
Joe Rogan's, man.
He'll fuck
that.
With it.
Oh, yeah, for
we'll
sure.
Beat, yeah, that's
no question.
Episode 26.
100%. That shit was all-time classic. If y'all haven't watched it, go watch it. You know what I'm saying? Spotify, five startup, everything, because it's that. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, what got you in the filming?
Honestly, it just is like something that just happened because like I like movies. Like, I love movies, but obviously not as much as you niggas because you guys like live.
Oh, we movie buffs.
Yeah, he is movies.
Yeah, we is.
Yeah, yeah so walking movies.
Yeah, right. So like I always
you not hear these stories we tell y'all about?
Motherfucking day, yeah.
This is some of the most crazy shit ever. We deserve power. Or some
oh
shit,
my
nigga.
God,
damn!
I need a whole motherfucking goddamn. Trilogy.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure. That'll yeah. have everybody all in their feelings though. Because oh. this right here is already gonna have motherfuckers tight.
Yeah,
yeah. But go ahead.
But so all my life, you know, all my brothers, my dad, they all been in cars. So I just like it was a natural thing of being in cars right. and always around cars. So you know, and it was just having to be a mix of that and me just happened to like watching movies.
Right.
So I was like, I just happened to always want to.
What's your
like,
favorite movie?
I don't have one. Honestly, I ain't gonna lie.
No.
I don't have one.
Mm. Damn.
You know this nigga never seen Life.
You're not playing. Still. You ain't never seen Life, boy. Man, let's end this interview.
No,
best
movie ever.
Man, this is a great episode, man. Episode 35.
Episode 32 coming up. Real quick.
God,
stay tuned for episode 36.
This nigga's tripping.
No, I probably haven't seen it.
There ain't no probably, brother. If you don't know Life, you don't know
who's
Life.
Who's Ray and Clark?
I ain't about to say.
Who's Becky Johnson?
A lot of people.
Yeah.
I mean, I hear I talk about it a lot.
Who the chef?
Nah, because this nigga be trying to go to test.
Who Hoppin' Bob? We test them all the time on Love and Slim.
Horrible. Fucking
oh, for real?
I fail every time.
Let me know all sorts of crazy shit. One time he said Ray Clark was a white man. Trying to guess right and guess wrong. Shot himself in the head.
Oh, Lord!
You got to watch Life, bro.
Dude, crazy, man. But yeah.
All right, I'll watch it
DC, you saw Life? Free?
Of course they're going to say yeah now.
So they
don't want to be under the bus with this nigga.
What?
Hand all under the wheel like this.
Come on, man.
They ain't trying to tell nigga scoot over and make room.
That's mandatory entry over here at Top of the Move, man.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You must see Life.
Anybody out there watching, you ever seen it, go watch
anybody it. Anybody out here watching this shit.
I don't know who ain't watched the best movie ever.
Listen. Yeah.
There's so many layers to that.
Oh,
only.
It's too much.
I'll watch
too
it
much
tonight.
Real shit, man.
It's on YouTube.
Tonight.
I bought it on YouTube. I get $5 and stay on there. I didn't watch it all the time.
I got that motherfucker on VHS and DVD.
Yeah, I got the DVD too.
I'm gassing about the VHS.
I got a DVD though. Damn, I went to VHS. I got to find it unsealed, motherfucker. You know I'm a collector.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That, add right to the movie.
I need to get that. Get it signed by Eddie. You know I know what McCartney is. I got a way in there now.
Damn.
That's an inside joke.
I need that.
But go ahead, what got you in the filming, brother?
So pretty much, like, besides the cars, like I started doing photography first. Yeah. I was, like, strictly only shooting, like, models and stuff like that. But then
you're
again,
you're fucking in the models.
No comment.
Okay.
No comment. No comment.
Oh, yeah, because you're in a relationship now. You in full love. You put up a picture with his girl. He put up a picture with his girl and say, I love you.
I said, have matching, like, little Furby suits
yeah,
on.
No. A big Furby, though, for sure.
Going to, like, the convention or something, what was that?
Huh?
Okay.
I know we was in.
You was dressing like Aladdin. She was the goddamn Princess Jasmine. Something. Am I tripping?
I think you had a point.
Yeah,
I can't remember. You said I love you, brother. I remember that though. That's accurate though.
Oh yeah, but ain't gonna lie.
Oh,
I'm not gonna lie though. I low-key do regret posting it because there's a lot of fuck weirdos on there.
Of course, I saw
and,
that.
And the amount of followers that
but
she has gotten.
But you're 23.
Gotten,
I never said I love you no grad. Unless it was propaganda. It had to be, unless it was propaganda.
I was at 23.
That'd be hate propaganda, brother. Shit.
Oh, but you was in
that's got a joint,
yeah,
brother.
Yeah.
Damn. Have a nigga life.
Oh, I know. Hey, I know. Want to hear a story about this nigga?
No.
Damn.
But 23, boy, you said that early. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, listen. Nah,
I mean, I'm glad.
Don't get that loose, bro. Where does she at?
The jig is up. No, don't get it fucked up or miss
that's
the screw.
That's what you're looking for right
there. Damn.
I was looking for it. But go ahead, sorry about
yeah,
that, bro.
Yeah, go ahead.
I've got what I'm talking about now.
You was talking about you love your girl and
oh,
shit. 23,
no,
you about to get married in the
game
and
all
shit.
That.
Nah, you about to be loving Slim at fucking 23.
Uh-huh.
No.
Twins on the way.
Triplets.
Uh-huh.
Angle Live.
Sway Money Juju's.
Angle Live, I'm risking it right now.
I know you rolling it coming in, baby. I know you coming in that day. Eat down to eat the cream pie as you come in.
Oh, did he eat the cream pie?
Look at his beard.
Oh shit! Damn. You do that kind of shit, Sway?
Gargoyle.
No.
Do you
no,
just
no,
say
no.
Yes or no?
No comment.
Keep it G.
You know, I mean, you know, I learned from y'all niggas. You know,
no,
no, no, no, no,
no,
you did,
no, 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 no,
hey,
don't get it fucked up or miss the screw.
I'm not saying that because I don't do that.
Don't do that. You gotta know what you disagree to.
Yeah. If he trying to agree to, just throw us under the
window.
You don't know what the fuck he responded. You got it.
No.
I got it from y'all.
No, like you know, you guys talking about, you know, they eating
the to the white beat up.
What?
The full skull hanging out of the side of his
mouth. God. You said I do what, nigga? Where am I good?
No, I'm
saying. Oh, shit. What's she calling now? Look, you got her on the screensaver.
Oh, shit, sweet.
No. Hey. That's not her. That's my aunt. That's my aunt.
Okay.
Nobody's
judging.
But no, that I don't do. But
okay,
you know what you agree to.
Bro.
Yeah, I do some shit though.
We know you're wrong coming in. No, that we know that, bro.
Yeah, that's normal.
That's normal.
Yeah.
I ain't on trip.
Yeah, I ain't for saying whatever.
Yeah, eating the cream pie, bro. You gotta know what you agree to.
No, I don't do that though. I don't do that.
One of them ones.
I
do that Kim Kardashian. Fuck it.
Why not?
That's ridiculous.
I'm still not doing that.
That's OD.
That is OD.
That's
I wouldn't go that far, brother.
No, brother, look at this.
The jig is up.
He acting too dumb. man.
Am I?
No, yeah. Who would you do it to?
Who?
Ain't like nobody.
Okay.
Because I think that's nasty. That's it.
Hey, bro, your girl, you said, though.
Yeah, I ain't going that far though.
Okay. You don't love her that much, huh?
Nah, I ain't going that far. I'm not but dude. Yeah, nah, that's some shit right there, bro.
Gargoyle.
Nah.
Okay. So you got the film, but you're doing your pictures and all that. Did I get to the video?
Yeah. So let's get back to normal story.
Get back to regular story of the program.
Yeah. So I started shooting like strictly models for like a year or two, and then
That's how we got it. Because 3 said that you fucking him. You said no camera.
Yeah. And then honestly, I got bored of it, so I stopped for like 6 months.
You ever fucking prostitute?
No.
It was random. I just wanted to ask.
No.
It looked like you said yes before. You look like a John, nigga.
Look,
we're going to talk about what's going on at Slim wedding, too.
Oh, shit, that was crazy. Yeah, that was wild.
The jig is up.
We know.
Frankie Donuts.
Frankie Snitch.
Man, Frankie Johnson.
Frankie Johnson, you a telling.
Shout out my nigga Frankie Johnson.
You a telling motherfucker. Hey, guess what, Sway?
The jig is up.
No.
Hey, we're going to talk about it a little bit, bro.
My bad, bro. Get off track.
Yeah, it's me, Frankie.
Have you ever bargained for some pussy?
Nah, but a funny
have
thing.
Have you ever said,
no,
$200 for the head? You was like, I got $100.
I fucked some prostitute. I didn't pay for it.
I was
in Mexico selling drugs.
How we know?
Nah. I was a nigga, I'm
we're proof, man.
I'm going to keep it true.
Okay.
I'm going to keep it thorough.
Nah. I haven't done it.
You do have a lot of consistent king of downtowns, but you sure you ain't?
I know people be thinking that, huh?
Might be.
Motherfuckers gotta pay me.
People be thinking that?
They gotta pay me, nigga. I'm the pimp, nigga. I don't pay a bitch. Bitch gotta pay me, nigga. She gotta put perfect for her motherfucking courtesy, man. She gotta get me where I'm motherfucking lay, man. I'm a big stump down, 2 foot down,
so you
motherfucking man.
You both prostitutes, but you ain't pay for it.
This was in Mexico, though.
Oh, yeah.
I was
cartel
in
type.
Yeah, this is real cartel meetings and all that. They threw me 5 of them, nigga. Like, do what you want, nigga. And I just devoured them.
Damn.
Lined them up, nigga. Yeah, they fed.
You might have been like Seth Jackson slaves type,
nigga. Now you went too goddamn far.
The jig is up.
Look at this nigga, man. God damn.
Don't get it fucked up.
I got a reputation to hear too, brother. I lived a crazy life, brother.
Yeah, it sound like
Gargoyle.
Come on, man. Hit that motherfucker, man.
God damn. Keep that out.
That was just fucking funny.
No, I'm saying, but.
freaking that clip.
But no,
right?
it was you keep it there.
I was just talking shit.
But it wasn't like the randoms. It was at like a strip club though.
Right.
The strip clubs out there is hoe houses,
basically. Okay.
Yeah.
So like, man, whatever you want.
You walk in, just pussy titties all out.
No, you been there before?
He been to Mexico before. We took him to Mexico.
But
he been to Dugalas though.
Oh, because like on my bucket list, I always wanted to go to a brothel.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. I always wanted some.
Oh, I got a good story about a brothel.
Would you, girl?
I got some good stories.
Yeah, you got some crazy
shit. I'll
tell
you some shit.
So you want to go to a brothel?
Yeah.
What's if you and your girl went right now? Would she be with it?
I ain't gonna lie, she would.
Oh, that's
oh
you got
shit!
A good
y'all gonna
one,
be
brother.
In there then? Y'all gonna be going crazy.
You got a good one.
Shit. Hey, brother, wait, live your life.
This is so wild, but yeah.
Live life.
Will and Jada type.
Nah.
No,
nah, well, ain't like that. Nah, ain't like that.
Oh, so only you get to enjoy the goods.
Yeah, yeah. Nah,
so y'all can't get the threesomes. Nah. You try? Will you do one of Kevin Gates threesomes? You and your man and.
Nah, I've never done
that. That's crazy.
No.
You ain't with that one?
Nah. I'm kidding.
What's up, Slim?
Nah.
Slim crazy laughing at
that. Oh, never mind.
You ain't going that far, but to be like two chicks, your girl.
Yeah, of course.
Are you with that one?
Okay. Yeah, but, she say she want to get saucy shit.
She want y'all two to do what y'all doing to see
no, no, okay, like, I mean. Nah, it's not doing that. But I mean, I'm going to put her like business out there. But
she want to watch that thing?
But like, it's some crazy.
Y'all got a good life.
Yeah.
Okay, that's dope,
man.
Yeah, that's dope. If you got a woman that like to do what she do, and y'all cool with that, man.
Yeah.
You blessed.
I'm blessed.
Yeah. You living your life. I see you going crazy.
I can't complain.
Yeah.
That's a blessing.
So back to the videos. So how you got to the videos?
So
sidetrack like 6-7 times.
So I eventually started shooting cars after like the fourth time of quitting doing photography because I kept getting bored of it.
Right.
Because I was like, I keep shooting the same shit.
Yeah, for sure.
And I was trying to figure out what the fuck I was trying to do. So I quit like 5 times. And by then, I was working at Best Buy. Then that's when I was working like the TV department. And that's all I was doing all fucking day.
Was you in Best Buy? Was you stealing, boy? Tell the truth.
Hell yeah.
Nah.
You ain't never stole nothing?
Nah.
Ever?
I ain't finna say, yeah.
The jig is up.
The government watch.
Statue of limitations up, though.
Nah, it ain't up. I wouldn't agree to that, but don't do that.
You know
the government.
It's a place that I used to rob that I never said a name to. I used to break them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know,
but Best Buy, you know.
Remember that Slim the King move,
yeah, but bro, statute of limitation on
ain't
that.
The man, listen up, brother.
The jig is
no,
up.
No, I'm serious. Statute of limitation only goes far with murder and rape and shit.
Hey,
like
brother, we going to. Hey, you never
y'all
know
talking about like little thefts. You know what I'm saying? Like that's not.
So when you were stealing from Best Buy, bro, what's the biggest thing you stole?
A TV mount?
TV, then got this nigga snitched that quick.
Yeah, he damn. Damn, he,
don't
he,
do a crime, boy.
Why you just blab TV that nigga, boy?
Damn! Yeah, fight it for jail tomorrow.
He just switched up the way he has it.
The jig is up.
Too many movie parts.
Damn!
Too many movie parts.
Y'all going too fast.
Left that hole open. That's a good one.
What month and day was that, brother?
I ain't know.
Okay, we're going to roll them cameras back.
I ain't know.
17.
I ain't know.
We're going to roll the cameras back to the exact date and time.
Yeah, so then, okay.
Pull
so
that tape up.
So you got into the videos.
Yeah,
right?
So I bought the shitty-ass camera.
Right.
And then, you know, it was cool. I actually liked filming more than doing, like, just photos.
Right.
So I started, like, fucking shooting anything. Like, I'll go to the park and fucking film a tree.
That's dope.
The fucking the leaves move.
That's dope.
I'll film a fucking dog or something. I'll go to the beach, film fucking birds flying and shit.
Yeah.
And then, I thought that was the coolest shit ever.
Yeah, cameras is beautiful, man. That's the same way.
I go home, edit it. Now I think that shit was trash as fuck. But in the moment, I was like, that
shit
was fun. Yeah. It was fun as hell compared to, you know, just shooting something that just, like,
standing
there.
Right.
So
and
after
creating
that,
something now.
Yeah. So after, like, you know, a year ago, I got bored of that again. Stopped for like another like 6 months.
Right.
By the time now,
man, drop my skill.
I saw that.
By
the
time now,
like, the good one, the blue one, too.
The blue one.
I'm like,
a good one.
A whole lot better. I'm a whole lot better. I'm still trash, but I'm still a whole lot better than I was like a year ago.
Right.
And then I was like in my area, like the South Bay area, I was like known for like shooting like a lot of Mopars.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so,
okay.
So like every dude that had a Dodge or some shit,
he was filming.
That's
so how did you run it to us, man? We gotta get to us.
Yeah. So you know, of course, obviously I've watched y'all like growing up.
Because
so,
you was filming you was filming the models and shit.
Yeah.
How did the models and three coincide?
Yeah. Okay. Look. So.
Don't skip the part of What about the part when you first ran into our channels?
Yeah. So I was fuck. I was like. Yeah, I was actually at Best.
You,
I was like 17, 18. That's the longest time.
Damn.
I was like 5 years.
Yeah, 5 years ago. Like?
Yeah, so I was like 17, 18 working at Best Buy.
Wow.
And then,
telling me to scoot over, nigga.
And
scoot over, boy.
Thank you, brother.
And then like I'll get in trouble like so much for either because I was 18, but I was the lead. Like I was Yeah, I was Best Buy 18
years old. Stop lying, nigga. You was a regular employee.
No,
you was the lead.
No, I was the first, but you know how Best Buy have like you know, LG.
Nigga, you was the door greeter. Stop lying.
Oh, shit, did they check the receipt? What's that
over? Oh, my God.
You still it?
Anyway. Get your ass back, boy. Don't check my receipt, you bastard. Get away from me, Jigaboo. Can't touch my receipt.
Oh, you was snitching on everybody coming to that motherfucker. You was letting anybody go out with the steal, the goods stolen?
No, I ain't gonna lie. Like, that was a good I'll see people steal.
I did that in one of the stores I was at Marshall's. I used to do that.
Well, that's a kill, though.
Yeah, man. I ain't gonna lie. I see people steal.
Nigga come into a woman man come in there with the fitting room, but you gotta be a people.
Yeah, it'd be a people.
You give them like a five, but they, you know, they might got 10 items, you give them a five, or you give them a two.
For sure.
You know, and then they leave out.
I used to work at Walmart at a graveyard shift, and after 11 p.m., there's no security. So, this, you know, I'm a big tall motherfucker. This put me in the front. It was over with. I called my niggas, hey, come up here, man, get whatever you want. Full carts come out. You know me, I'm to high level with this shit, brother.
Yeah.
I was a murderer. Yeah, I was rich at Walmart.
Shit.
Rich, nigga.
So you've been rich for a long time.
Always. I'm always get some money.
Oh, yeah.
There can't nobody say nothing. I don't get niggas to say whatever they want about me. They don't say that nigga, three of them always had him some money.
Always
had
some money.
I could be in the basement, nigga. I'm had the best car, the best clothes, best drink. Yeah. Ain't no niggas that nigga doing bad. No one could ever say that.
Yeah.
Three of them, man. I'm going to get me some motherfucking money, man.
Damn! Gargoyle! One of them ones.
Yeah, so, yeah.
And you one of them ones too, so good to continue.
Yeah,
so,
brother.
We so, you know, I was, us, but, you know,
it's your stuff.
You know, I was the best, I was Best Buy, you know, like.
You do
like,
love talking about us, don't we?
Hey, man, I remember when I was a kid, man.
You know what? It's like funny. Wait, stay right there. I want to talk about B real quick. Hold on one second. No, it's right. Go ahead.
Anyway, back to my story.
Yeah, I think my story better. Hold on.
I'll my story.
You know, I'll like, because I had my own section of like where I had to be.
You was the boss. You was the
so
top,
he said he was the VP. Which location?
No.
What location was that? He was still in.
Yeah. A racist area. That's where it's at. It was a racist area. Racist.
We're going to
what area?
Where was that?
I don't know. PTSD. I don't know.
So I got to tell you what Sway told me. This was funny.
Scared of what happened.
So when Sway was working there, he was mad that they told this nigga they used to be able to wear regular clothes and he had to put on the Best Buy uniform.
Embarrassing.
He said he was mad that the motherfucker didn't come in and tell him he got to put on the back Best Buy shoes.
Had to put the blue motherfucker
with
on.
The blue, with the yellow tag.
Oh, he had to put the motherfucker race, the
Sway
referee. The referee little black shoes on.
Yeah, I was mad at him.
With them little Al Bundy slacks
the
on.
The non-stick mooks.
Oh, non-stickeries. You know what I'm saying? The Batman costume motherfucking boots.
I worked at Wendy's. I used to have I had to get the non-stick mook. Them motherfuckers really worked, them non-stick shit.
Yeah, I never
floor get greasy back there.
Yeah. I never wore.
Popping fries, shaking them bitches.
Ooh.
I worked at Culver's too.
God,
you, I worked at Culver's, Dairy
you
Queen,
had like,
Wendy's.
Like 50 jobs.
I worked at Subway before prison,
nigga
after
was
prison.
7 foot making fries.
No, no, hell no. That was before prison.
Oh, okay.
But I did work at Subway after I got released from prison.
Now, there it go.
Yeah, I got there. Now,
nigga,
I was
9 foot being, making goddamn 6 inches.
Hey, no, how's your nigga? Don't get in front of that
classics.
Nigga, come in. Hey, so what you want? You want 6 inches foot long? What you need?
Right.
You want the meatball? You want the turkey bacon, motherfucker?
Right.
What you need? Yeah, oh yeah, back was hurting that bitch and everything.
Damn.
Yeah, she was serious, nigga.
Yeah. You got,
and I got blessed with that job, nigga.
Because
it's girl Vanessa. Shout out to Vanessa.
Shout out to Vanessa, man.
Me and her were regular employees at Maple Grove Subway before I went to prison. You know what I'm saying? I used to drive hella far from Minneapolis all the way to fucking Maple Grove. You know, that's motherfucking height.
That's a height.
Yeah, so I used to go there every day. But then I ended up getting locked up. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, I used to work jobs and hit licks, nigga. Don't get it fucked up.
Yeah,
you know, I was out there trying to get it, boy. Terrible,
don't get it fucked up, Mr. Scrooge.
When I got out, I worked at that Subway at Osseo. Nigga was even further.
Osseo deep.
Worked there. Nigga, and then she was a regular employee before I went into prison. And then when I got out, she was a manager. And I seen her. I just happened to see her on the hump. I don't even remember how I fucking seen her. But I was like, hey, man, what's happening? And she was like, yeah, I'm a manager now or something. I said, good, because I just got out of fucking prison. She heard about when I went to prison. I said, I need a job. Bypassed all the extra shit. Was able to get a job. You know what I'm saying? Got the job. And then, shit, yeah, nigga, I was in that bitch 6 inches foot long, nigga. So ain't no shame in the game, nigga. I didn't work Subway, Wendy's, fucking Culver's, shit, Dairy Queen, Marshall's, Menards. Nigga, I had a billion jobs, bro. Arby's.
Yeah.
Damn, the motherfucker, Rose Beef motherfucker?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They say Arby's is a fucking, like a Ponzi scheme. Like, no one ever buys them foods and they still open up a franchise. But you never
it
know,
is crazy, but no, white people love Arby's.
Caucasian motherfuckers do like that.
White motherfuckers like,
but that's the word on the street, like, it's no one eats it and they still open up new locations. Like,
they love Arby's. They love Arby's. I like the only thing I like the Arby's when I was there.
The curly fries.
The curly fries.
Now they do got the buffalo chicken slider, motherfuckers. Then with the cheese sauce on that bitch. Come on, straight. That bitch was fire. No, I ain't gonna hold you. That bitch was fire. You know what I'm saying?
I'll never go back and order though. But you know, at the moment it was fire.
It was good, motherfucker. It was on the road, baby.
Arby's. That means
big white man.
Hey, nigga, I'm definitely
big Caucasian man.
Big half white
Arby's.
God damn. Oh yeah, now. Oh yeah. So let's get to the prostitute that you got for three.
Yeah.
And then ain't she in prison now?
It was crazy. Yeah, she in prison.
Damn, what she go to prison for again? Did she kill somebody or something?
We skipped the part about this motherfucker knowing us, brother.
No, he didn't. He didn't skip by that. Did you?
I was talking about
it. Oh, yeah, he was watching the channel. See, Sway's going too long. Watching the channel.
Oh, yeah, okay, so I was watching
the
channel.
And he said a prayer.
Okay, okay, that's way past the thing. But like, originally, obviously, I was watching you guys. I've started watching you, obviously, started from YouTube when you had the black Honda and then you first got the Hellcat, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I started watching you. I ain't gonna lie, somehow you randomly popped up my Snapchat.
Boop!
Ain't gonna lie. That was crazy.
Snapchat famous first.
Yeah. You popped up my Snapchat randomly, and the shit was like, because I remember you being like, it'll be somewhere, but like you'll have like a pond or some shit.
In the backyard.
Yeah.
I was in the old lady house, and I like it was mine.
I think that was when you had the.
What do you used to call that motherfucker? Jarvis Jungle?
Jarvis Jungle.
That's what it was.
Yeah, I think it was when you had the GT, and then moved to when. He moved somewhere else where, like, you had, like, some forest or some shit in the background.
Yeah, I mean, it was the Jarvis Jungle with the pond and shit in the backyard. But then I moved to another house that had, like, a big-ass, like, lake in the front.
Yeah.
It was still similar, but it had no trees, but it was a big old lake with a fountain and all that.
That's when I seen you two together in videos, like, fucking, like, 5 videos a fucking day.
Right. Oh, yeah, we was going crazy.
Yeah.
We was going ballistic back then, too.
And that was all I would watch. It would be, like, you two, like, all
niggas are undisputed, them niggas.
Or random shit at Best Buy.
No blueprint.
Yeah. So, honestly, the managers hated me at Best Buy because I was not doing my fucking job.
Right.
I was literally be on YouTube or Netflix all fucking day. And I help whoever, but usually I'm on, like Netflix. Right. So then, you know. Fast forward, like, a few months later, I end up quitting Best Buy because I was, like, getting, like, so much, like work, like, outside of Best Buy, like, filming stuff, that I was making more than I was being a full-time
Best Buy.
Started
getting your own revenue.
So I was like, oh, why the fuck would I stay here with these racist people who hate me?
Right.
Then, when I can just make my own schedule, do whatever the fuck I want, whenever I want.
Yeah.
So, you know. I came on Labor Day. No. So it was when my manager, he didn't schedule me for a whole last month. And he scheduled me this one time to open up alone on Labor Day.
He was trying to get rid of your ass.
Yeah, I was pissed. Like, I already knew they were trying to fire me. But yeah. I ain't about to get that fired on my resume.
For sure.
So I came on Best Buy in the morning, opened up alone, packed as fuck on a holiday with deals and shit. I was only one there for like 2 hours. I got pissed. I went back and told him, you know what? I'm finna quit. It's not for me. It was cool, but I'm out. So I just dipped.
But before you dip, you said it was a prayer then, remember?
No.
That was after.
Yeah, that was after.
So then.
We got to hear about the prayer. We got to hear about the prayer. We got to hear how God is good.
So then a few months later.
How God blessed. Yeah.
Yeah, a few months later, that was when you moved
to LA.
Out here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think you was out here for like, what, like a week, if that? It was like you just got out here pretty much right, and then I was actually finna go to the army because I was like,
anybody know for a nigga, if their last resort in life is I'm in the army.
I ain't gonna lie, when I got out of prison, I'd have went to the army if it was an option. They just don't let fellas. Yeah.
I told my mom they need to let fellas
become people in the army. Yeah. I'm telling you,
all this shit don't work, bro. I'm going to the army.
Fucking right though. I'm serious. I should if fellas could join the army.
It used to be an option. I thought like back in the day. You know what I'm saying?
Excuse me, I don't know about back in the day, but I know when I came home, I said I knew that motherfucker wouldn't join the army because I looked.
Yeah,
I'll join that motherfucker because I wasn't trying to play no damn basketball.
Because y'all be in there too trying to finagle and goddamn come up.
Yeah, trying to get propaganda in the army type smuggling shit.
Oh, for
that's
sure.
That's probably why they do that shit.
Why should nigga be going too crazy? Yeah, too much access to everything.
Yeah, that's true.
Guns and
you
all
get
that.
A college degree and all sorts of shit like that, man. That's fucked up.
Definitely should be out.
Nigga, that's, you gotta understand. Nigga, even a felon can't join the army. How fucked up is that? Nobody wants to be in the army. A felon can't be in the army, so that shows you how bad they look at felons and how systematically you're
that
fucked
is crazy.
When you get a felon. You
that
know
should
what
definitely be an option, especially if nobody's not like, I don't know, it's hard to say because you can't say violent because you got to be violent. You got to go out there and kill shit.
Yeah, for sure. That's why I said convicts would make some good-ass motherfucking soldiers, nigga.
I think it's more so if they on some strategically stealing and all that white, yeah, white collar shit. They should,
yeah, of course, because they
but
want.
But you
them.
Still need spies and shit too, though.
Yeah, because niggas would be
all that shit criminal.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Come on, bro. Let's be real.
They need them niggas over there.
It's just when they justify it when they want to justify.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's true. Them niggas actually should definitely be able to.
Yeah, yeah. I think so too. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, go ahead.
Go ahead, niggas.
Yeah. So like months go by. You know, I'm still doing my shit, but like it starts like to go. You know, like fills it down because I'm like keep doing the same thing. So like. Obviously, I was still working, but like I wasn't working as much doing shoots. Right. So obviously,
trying to get
there
and jumping
and shit like that. So you know, shit starts to like hit. All right, so I said, "Fuck it, I'm going to the army." All right, so I did all the steps. I was about to go swear in, and I had like a week left to leave.
Oh shit!
So I went there on the last day with my recruiter to swear in, and like I told him, "Nah, I'm not going."
How old were you?
18.
18, yeah.
Yeah, 18 or 19.
I thought you did the whole shit. You did swearing type, did you?
No. Oh, okay. I was about
everything
to
up
swear
until
in. Yeah, I was about, okay, like, okay. I was there about to swear in.
Yeah, yeah, you but fully, but you fully submitted applications.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah. So if there was, you know, a draft, I'm the first motherfucker in there.
Right.
But anyway, so I end up not going, and then that's when you moved out here, and then I was like,
I put on my story. I needed a videographer. I was looking for a videographer.
Yeah, but you know, it's crazy. I didn't see that at all.
Yeah,
I never seen that. But I remember I hit you up like 5 times. Like,
Slim never changes DM.
Yeah, yeah. I realized that. I hit you up like 5
times. Once you
times.
Got around me, you know I don't check that shit.
Fucking every still don't. But anyways, facts. Fucking I DM'd like 5 times throughout like the 2-3 years. Right. I was like, because I was telling you that you need your personal videographer. Like, right. I was trying to be it.
Once I met him, this is all facts. He was telling me. Then I was like, oh, let me look. And then next thing I know, boom, like, all his messages right there.
Yeah, like I was telling you, like you need like your videographer. Like, I'm not saying me, but I was like, damn, like you need one.
And then your message after that was like, hey,
I just trolled you a little bit.
Oh yeah, he was on. He been playing.
You need to be out.
You know, Sway's a troll though.
I know.
It's a full fact. He's really.
I hate people showing me that.
Yeah,
man, the cameraman, man, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sway's
tell me what
troll.
I need, nigga. I'm rich.
But the thing was, after he told me I needed a cameraman, I had posted that I wanted a cameraman. Then you hit me and sent another message, and I still didn't see it.
Yeah, and so then. You didn't see it, but then I kept trying to get in contact with Three because I was trying to shoot an intro for his channel for the fucking longest, but like everybody busy, so his schedule was fucking busy, and it was one day where he's supposed to do it, but then nothing happened, and then it was one day I was like bored the fuck at home. I watched his story. He was on a balcony of Circa, fucking eating candy and shit. So I DM'd again. I was like, yo, like let's shoot today, and he was like. His dad was like, find me, what do you say? Like,
get
find
a
me.
Bitch.
Yeah. Yeah, literally, I was like, oh, shit.
Get me a bitch.
Yeah, that's literally what he said. So I was like, fuck.
Give me a bitch I can fuck.
All the models I knew
think
you
might
like,
use those exact words,
I'm
too, tight.
I didn't say all that.
But it was something along the lines of.
Did you fuck her? You said you fucked her?
No, sir.
You sure?
This nigga going overboard now.
Nigga lied on his dick to me.
Oh, shit.
Caught him in a lie. Vlad.
Damn!
Vlad. Somebody report this nigga.
Yeah.
No, so, playing.
The jig is up.
So.
But then you got her, though.
No. So that day, like hours go by, he stopped responding. So I'm like, fuck. Like, I know if anything's going to work. Like with me, like that was like trying to do what I want to do in life. I know, like this be the nigga that's going like start, if that makes sense.
Now
so,
pause for 1 second. I want people to know because you gonna have to tell them the real shit that took place.
Yeah.
Now this is a game changer in anybody's life right here.
This is the part I was waiting for.
Yeah, the steps he took right here is the make or break of your life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This is the sink or swim. This is the fly or die moment. So be
leap
truthful
of faith moment.
And be pure in what you had and what you had to put up.
Oh, yeah, of course.
To get to that. So because people got to know what I mean, what you risk.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they don't be in this position. They don't want to not do it.
Yeah, exactly. So Three said, go get a bitch. Let me just shorten it up. Three said, go get a bitch.
Mind you, I'm broke as fuck 18, 19
years. And then next thing you know, Sway said, all right, I'm going to go get one. He found one. He had like 100-something bucks.
No, yeah, that's all I had to my name. I had 100 bucks to my name.
There you
go. And she was charging. Like more than that, but I shot with her a bunch of times, so she's like, cool, just give me
negotiated with her.
Wow. Yeah, so so she's like, oh, just give me 100 bucks.
You said you negotiated with different stuff with her before, but it wasn't about the filming, but go ahead.
No. So I told her to meet me somewhere at the location. I told him to pull up at the location, and then everything, like, we all got there, and this so happened, he brought his Corvette, and she brought a wig
that matched his
Corvette.
Right.
And she didn't even like know anything about him or his car. I just told her to pull up.
Right.
And she brought like her wig that matches his Corvette like perfectly.
Right.
And then we
looked like Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Yep.
Yeah, so we did the video
I'm gonna send you
and everything.
Clip, Farid, or that. Yeah, you might can find it, but if not, it's
but then but, next thing you know, so you met up with three.
Yes, we did it. We did everything, and then we ended up going filming a last shot at
Circa.
At Circa, but then he realized he left his camera, so I went back to so like, yeah.
I was out of town this whole time. Yeah. So we're going to expedite this a little bit. So I was out of town. I came back into Minnesota. Three picked me up from the airport.
Yeah.
Right? And then next thing you know.
No, it was next day. It was literally next day.
Yeah. Well, no, I know. I'm saying I was out of town, though. But then when I came back in, three picked me up from the airport. And then three's like showing me some shit. Like, hey, bro, nigga, look. He wasn't showing me his work. He was showing me him. He's like, nigga, look how fly I look, nigga. I look like, boy, I'm one of them niggas. Like, it was like that.
I said,
damn, who shot this shit? You know what I'm saying? This shit do look smooth. And he was like, man, this nigga right here. He said he was actually trying to get a hold of you, type it. You do need to be office. Just fucking holler at him. And then so he threw Sway the ultimate alley oop. And then right then and there, while I'm in the car with three, I just instantly was like, okay, let me see. What's his Instagram? Went to a boop. And then next time I just sent him a message. Hey,
that's just so weird.
Now I just sent him a message.
It
I
was
said,
so like barbaric.
Slim, just slim.
Yeah.
So I just hit him and said, hey, come on, nigga. We're going to meet up right now, nigga.
Meet us at Best Buy. Gotta get a camera.
Here, I lost my camera. Yep. So meet us over at the Best Buy because he did lose his camera. And then he met us over there at Best Buy.
Oh, no, I met you at your crib at Circa. Yeah, because that's
oh, no, you were supposed to come to Best. Oh, no. We left Best Buy.
We went to Best Buy. Okay, yep.
And then while I was there, I bought all the equipment. Because I said, fuck
okay,
it.
He'll do it. And we went to Best Buy to buy my new camera.
Yeah.
And while we there, he already expedited the whole shit. Like,
I had already talked to him.
I'm buying all the equipment.
Yeah, because I remember
you spent like 15 G's or some crazy shit.
Right away.
Because I remember you was on the phone with Omi, like asked my cameras.
Yeah, I tried to Omi in the Hellcat.
Yeah, shout out to Omi.
That is, that's a good point.
Definitely. He was on the phone with Omi.
One of the ones.
Yeah, because while I was there at Best Buy, I called him and said, hey, Omi, what I need? You know what I'm saying? And I wanted the exact same setup that Omi got because Omi inspired me to get the whole videographer because Omi shit was looking so crazy. I ain't never seen a nigga come on and do that shit like that. Boy, that nigga went nuts. Yeah. Then the full drone and all this shit. I said, nigga, give me the drone. I just got everything Omi told me to get. I said, give me the camera, give me the mic, give me the motherfucking phone.
Crazy.
Or the drone, give me all that shit. Yep. And then next thing you know, I told Sway, I said, hey, meet me at my crib. You know what I'm saying?
I was 2 hours away. You told me to you told me to meet you there in an hour. I was 2 hours away. Mind you, I had a car. I had nothing.
Thanks.
So I literally just hopped in my grandma whip, smashed.
Yep.
And then I got there in like, I was like damn, like 2 hours away. I got there in less than an hour.
Because you know, like, ain't nothing given. Only thing you given in this world, nigga, is air to breathe, nigga. And that's if you're lucky. So it's like, I see all that shit going, hey, nigga, I need something for that. Like, look, I ain't charging, nigga. I said, fuck it. I was nice. Because I used to charge nigga racks just even.
Or three just threw him down.
And that was not way nice of me. And Slim, no. Like, I wasn't just, nigga, I was just feeling nice that day. Yeah. Like, nigga, just bring a bitch. I'll do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. For sure. Yeah,
and that was a blessing because I don't even move like that.
You made him look good. So that's why he was like, right. Okay, I guess that's good enough for now.
And then it was a potential of me fucking. Because
tomorrow it might have been 20 racks.
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah. And it was a potential, like, damn, I could have fucked the bitch too. Like, but she wasn't to my standards at the time.
Yeah.
But
you sure?
I'm positive. Because I could easily dunk, you know what I mean? This your bum. But yeah, it was like, it would be a cool video.
She's in prison, she's ready, boy.
I don't even know all that. But yeah, this nigga, he put his last $100 up for that for the opportunity. That $100 turned into a full career with one of the top YouTubers, vloggers in the fucking world.
Appreciate that.
And the thing is, too, when we had, like, you know, that initial, like, that business, like, meeting at Circa in, like, the area, he was like, you can work for me for free for like a month or some shit.
I think it was
2 weeks or a month.
It was two weeks.
I said fuck it.
Like, it was 2 weeks. I said I need 2 weeks where it showed me you got the dog in you to really keep up. You know what I'm saying? And I need to be able to see your work. This nigga in that 2 weeks, that nigga crashed 3 drones.
Oh, it was crazy.
What, nigga? You gotta understand them drones is racks every time.
That nigga was mad at me one time he crashed, my boy.
Oh yeah, I went on way back to Vegas. Hell yeah, because I did. Boy, I was pissed that
nigga
day.
Was mad.
After this nigga, right leaving.
And then I just told this nigga, man, this nigga swipe boy. I got some of the most funny shows. We ain't got no time in the day.
That drive back was sad.
Essentially,
that was a bad drive back.
Oh, it was a what? Ooh. It was crazy. This nigga crashed 3 drones in 2 weeks.
No, that was two.
Two drones?
Yes, two.
It was two back to back.
Two back to back. How much of drones? Three, four racks? What's it?
Yeah, like rack. You had the big one, like 4 or 5. Didn't the policeman take one too? Was that all in the same sequence?
Yeah, he got the third one taken.
Yep.
That's what this nigga be caught, boy. You don't understand I'm paying them big racks every month. So this nigga get all it cost me all this money, and I gotta pay you.
I still paid him.
I ain't take none of that shit out of his check either.
That's true.
But I appreciate that, yeah.
And every time I warned him, and when I said, you know, I'm a nice nigga, the first time he did, I said, nigga, listen, I should take the shit out of your motherfucking check. But then I said, but nigga, I'm a good guy.
Right.
The second time, Nigga crashed another joint. I said, see, did I tell you you're gonna take out your check? And I said, nigga, fuck it, man. Yeah. Don't crash it again, nigga.
Damn.
You know
what I'm saying?
Then next you know, nigga got the third one taken.
By the police.
By the pole fucking police.
They never gave it back either, huh?
No, and then the nigga went and met up with the fucking police.
Right, yeah.
I said, yo, flying drunk. Hey, what's up?
The jig is up.
Well, he in the right motherfucker crew then. Shit.
The jig is up.
We all tell them. They put us in this shit. They pulled us out. I was scared as fuck.
Nah, hell no. I see this nigga. This nigga went up to voluntarily. Hey,
am I supposed to have this up in the air? Actually, don't. Get your black ass up.
But anyway, that's three drones, right?
Yeah.
And then,
that's it.
Oh, nah, hell no. You fucked up way more than this. I can't think of all this shit on my head. But the thing was, is long story short, one thing I always told Sway from the beginning, the first day I met him and interviewed him, I said, nigga, if you got the work ethic to keep up with me,
right,
that's all the fuck I give a fuck about. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm at this time, you gotta understand, I'm putting out video after video, day after day, daily vlogging this shit, and I have been doing this shit 3-4 fucking years at this time. Straight.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? One minimum every day. There was times when we was doing 3-5 a day.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know what I mean? But the thing was, is I said, if you got the work ethic to keep up, you'll be straight. You know what I'm saying? And then he had the work ethic. You know what I'm saying? So, but boy, that motherfucking brain was shot sometimes with them fucking guys, with them drones, all that shit. But then the thing was, is I always applauded how much work ethic he had to keep up. Yeah. But essentially, all the shit, like, he wanted to be a videographer, and he was doing it in a sense. But I thought I was getting a made nigga already. Well, this is what I think I'm paying
that is
for.
True.
I had to groom this nigga. Fucking.
I had to be there for weeks.
I had to show this nigga how to edit. Goddamn nigga. Hey, man, listen. Hold on, brother. Yeah. Look, this is my... Yeah,
he didn't know what he was doing.
Yeah. Is it factual?
No. It's truth. It's truth, but only because I never done like vlogs.
Right.
Right.
So that's the same thing had to do with King David, RIP.
Yeah. You know like vlogs is different. So it's like I never fucking like edited somebody talking.
Yeah, but I'm you gotta understand, I'm hiring a videographer and an editor.
It was crazy.
This nigga don't know how to edit.
Yeah, I said, crazy.
The nigga don't know how to fly a drone.
Yeah, it was wild.
So I said, this nigga that bamboozled me,
man. Yeah, on the job training with $20,000 worth of goddamn equipment.
But you know what? I liked him, and I wanted to help him. You know what I'm saying? I knew what was going on, and I wanted to help him, and I wanted to help him evolve.
For sure, change
and grow,
life.
Change his life,
first
and be
car,
better.
First big brand new car.
Oh, nigga, we got to talk about that real quick. I know we've been on this for a long time. We're going to wrap
then
this up.
We got to get to motherfucking, because you don't work for you no more. We got to get to that, too.
Everybody
now.
Always asks for Sway. We got to talk about
we
that.
We got to get there. The only thing off the table now. Man, don't try to be slick, nigga.
So here's the thing. So after that, Sway, what the fuck happened? So 2 weeks went up. I said, okay, we're going to pay these racks every month, right? Mm-hmm. I said, we're going to do this, right? And I'm going to help you evolve. And there was incentives and bonuses. I already had racks a month every month. That was guaranteed. The nigga, most of the time, nigga worked fucking a week out the month getting full fucking salary. You know what I'm saying? Not at first, though.
Yeah, no.
Not at first. Nah. We was working like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like the first year and a half. It was like every day.
I said about the first year, 8 months, 9 months. Most of the time, you use big breaks in between.
But neither here nor there.
But neither here nor there.
It still breaks there.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Because right after that, though, Sway, what he pretty much started doing was he started evolving, right? He started growing. He started adapting these things and all this, the attributes. So whether it was teaching him how to edit or showing him how I wanted the videos edited, the drone shots, whatever. Because, you know, Sway was, boy, the hands when he was filming, boy, at first was, boy.
Shake hands.
Man.
Edward Scissorhands
with the motherfucker. So we was figuring out everything as we went. He was learning how to be with me 24/7. I was learning to be with him 24/7 because most of the time when I'm vlogging everything myself. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not used to somebody.
Different.
It's different, you know what I'm saying? It kind of fucks up your feng shui a little bit, too. You know what I'm saying?
You can't get all the talking you normally do.
Yeah, because you're used to just holding it like this. You know what I'm saying?
Cut it on any time. Boom, hey, boom.
Yeah, so it's more like a TV series.
It's more, it tell you the truth, but then it's natural.
Yeah. For sure. And it gives, it kind of, that personable thing kind of goes out the window. You know what I'm saying? So, but I liked how it was coming together. Mm-hmm. And, Sway had the work ethic to keep up and then evolve. You know what I'm saying? And then, am I missing anything from here, bro? You want to add?
No,
is there any?
No,
nothing added? Nothing you want to take away?
No, that's all.
Okay. So then from there, you want to just jump to the other part, Dreo?
So why the fuck, Sway, I'm working for you know I don't do videos no more?
Talk to him, Sway.
The jig is up.
In the short version.
Okay.
Because it's the long or one, short or, is they're both easy.
Because everybody want to know it, bro.
Okay. Well, long story short.
I'm wondering if you're going to shoot it out there.
You know.
I need dun dun dun. I need dun dun dun.
All right. Long story short.
You ain't around no more. Yeah. Goddamn, what happened?
No.
The jig is up.
Okay. All right. Long story short. You know, like people evolve. Like your whole mission was to, you know, to build me. Like because you told me, like
for sure.
you wanted to build me to where I don't.
Where you can be self sufficient.
Yeah, to where
that's
I don't have to rely on you.
For sure.
So you did that.
That's who
so
I am.
So I appreciate you for that. So
thank you.
So I became like that. So I said it wrong. I didn't just become like that, but like over time, like I became to where like like, obviously, I still at, you know, Relino G for fucking checks and shit.
Right.
But, like, I was able to,
there
like,
was some guaranteed checks every month, too. You never had a motherfucking late motherfucker. That motherfucker
motherfuckers on time.
Yeah, yeah. Both times you get them early type.
But, you know, on 28th, 29th. But, yeah, so like.
Usually he's supposed to get paid on the first.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, early.
Yeah. So, do I give him, like the month frame or what?
Nigga, you quit. He quit.
Okay.
He quit. Yeah.
You know, the jig is up.
I mean, but it's not like I just fucking quit, though.
Yeah, what happened, Sway?
Don't get it fucked up. More or of like
elaborate for the people.
It was more of like a mutual agreement because.
A mutual departure.
Yeah, because you started going to, like, you know, because you wanted to venture out
so
from YouTube.
Let's okay, you're right. So yeah. Let me simplify
let me
everything.
Step back
and make
watch.
It, let me make it, let's make it really easy, right? Yeah. It was mutual as far as me supporting his decision as far as wanting to take a leap of faith and try something new. So, I wasn't putting up YouTube videos, and I'm gonna give full transparency here, right? So obviously, y'all know I wasn't on YouTube for 6 months, but before that, there was months before that where I was struggling with content as far as all the shit that was going wrong with my cars, and it was all going wrong at the same time. TRX, crazy. Hellcat, Lamborghini Aventador before this, it was just riddled with fucking problems, right? You know what I'm saying? But the thing was, so all my cars are gone, all these motherfuckers got problems. So I told Sway, I said, listen, bro, I pay you a lot of money every month. This is long story short. So I said, the thing is, since I pay you this much money and we're not shooting car content, I always want you to grow and be better, and I want you to have the finances to be able to do what you want, right? So even though I'm not shooting car content, it'd be wrong of me to say, hey, man, I'm not shooting car content no more. You might want to go get you a job.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I never did that. And you got to understand, that probably was, shit, if I stopped posting videos, well, let's say just hypothetically, let's say it was fucking January, February. I'll say October, November, December, 3 months combined, no bullshit. Sway probably worked like
five, six times.
It was pretty close. That was pretty close.
Yeah,
I was
6, 7, 5.
Yeah, I mean,
for three months.
Yeah, I was at the crib every day playing pool and shit.
Yeah, 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 for sure. So those months, he probably worked.
That was smart trying to stay around, brother M. So, yeah. Hey, brother. Hey, hello.
Damn.
So
those last 3-4 months, he probably worked 5-6 days total. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And at the time, he still got, no matter what, he always got maximum money as if he was on salary. You know what I'm saying? Because I never wanted to short him. So even though I'm not making money for my channels, honestly, I wanted to look out for him and make sure he was still getting his money, because at the end of the day, I wanted him to grow to be self-efficient, like he was saying, so that way he'd get out and do his own thing, right? Whenever he wanted to do it, whenever he chose for the right time. So I told him, I said, hey, I'm not putting out car content no more right now, and I'm still giving you all this money every month. So the thing is I need you to contribute in other ways. We had just got Zeus back from New Jersey.
You breaking it down for the seed.
I'm going to break it down. I'm going to get full transparency, keep it real. So I said, this was January. So then I said, we here now, right? So
damn
I said,
right.
I said, hey, I need you to, whatever way you can contribute, whether it's walking a dog, picking up groceries, if you're being a high paid assistant, you know what I'm saying? I never knew a motherfucker that could walk a dog or pick up some shit and get as much money as he getting. So I was like, shit, I would have did it. You know what I'm saying? But then I understood why he didn't want to, because I could tell, like, and there's like a lot of in between shit here that we don't even really got to talk about, right? It's more personal where Sway was going through or whatever the thing may be. And he is like, and so I asked him one day, I said, hey, bro, you know, because this wasn't a thing where I wanted to degrade Sway by walking a dog or picking up dog shit or running to the grocery store. It wasn't a thing where I wanted to degrade him. My motive and my objective with all my people that I ever run across is to uplift and get people to evolve and be better, right? This is something I talk about all the time. But I'm telling him this to his face. He's at my crib, and I said, and I'm talking to him in the kitchen, and I said, the thing is, you know, I could tell you don't want to do it, and I get it. I wouldn't want to do it either. But for the amount of money that we're giving you, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, something got to be done. I can't just keep, like, I'm not dumping all these. Y'all see, I paid $40,000 cash to get rid of my Hellcat. Fucking, about same or similar to get rid of my fucking TRX. You know what I'm saying? Then the Aventador. You know what I mean? We keep going on. I actually made a good profit from the Aventador. That was a good profit. And the Urus, too. You know what I'm saying? But I took a lot of fucking hits. You know what I'm saying? So the thing was, at this time, I'm not trying to keep taking hits. You know what I'm saying? For just for the sake of taking hits. So, bro, you got to bring something to the table. You only worked 5-6 months in the last 3-4 months. You know what I'm saying?
Big white man.
So you got to find a way to contribute in other ways other than just doing video content, because that's not what I'm on right now. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not going to stop giving you money, because I want to keep having you put money in your pocket and Steve helping you to be able to do your thing. You know what I'm saying? And at this time, I had met up with, you want to get full intangibles on how you got the deal? We don't even got to go into all that.
Oh, like, yeah, we could.
Okay, we don't got to. It's okay.
No, man, it's a podcast. No, man. You got to keep it pure.
It's okay. So Sway ended up getting a deal. We don't even got to go into all the details. He ended up getting a deal with this car wrap shop.
Yes, it's car wrap shop.
And then he went with them, and then he was there, and, you know, he's getting some money. You know, not as much as he was getting with us, but he's getting money. You know what I'm saying? racks too. So he's getting money with them, and then he tells them, hey, you know, I'm getting this money over here, and I'm like, hey, well, if you're doing that and you happy over here doing this, and that's what you want to be doing, it's just cars, and you don't want to do this extra shit, then it's all good, right? Has there been a lie told yet?
No.
Okay, cool. So I said, so if you want to take a leap of faith, and I could tell you don't want to do this, and you don't feel need to, don't feel the need to be tied to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not gonna hurt my feelings, nigga. My whole objective with him is to get him to be able to be self-sufficient and grow his own business and his own brand anyway. You know what I'm saying? So at some point in time, you get enough money, you grow enough, you do something long enough, you're going to want to evolve and become a bigger version of yourself. You know what I'm saying? The caterpillar to the damn butterfly, cocooned up. You know what I'm saying? And this was his cocoon moment. You know what I'm saying? And he said that, pretty much, long story short, he was having a tough time saying it. But I said, I just made him feel comfortable, and I meant it, and I was very genuine. And I said, and he's like, yeah, you know, I want to be done, and I'll go over here and do this. You know what I'm saying? I said, oh, it's all good. You know what I'm saying? And
another leap of faith.
Another leap of faith. And I told him,
nigga. Scary ass shit, though. That was the scariest shit ever.
Yeah, so the nigga quit. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no mutual thing. I supported him in what he wanted to do. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
The jig is up.
The jig is definitely up. But the thing is I supported him at what he wanted to do, and anybody out there should applaud him for doing that. You know what I'm saying? You know, because the thing is, that ain't no easy shit to do. You know what I'm saying? What he had with me is guaranteed money. You see what I'm saying? So he gave up guaranteed money to build on himself and build a brand of his own. You see what I'm saying? That's more than money, because the thing is God, my bad for you. Or was that you?
That was you.
No, it was you, brother. You see? I thought that was me if you ain't snitch on yourself.
I didn't do nothing.
Yeah, you pulled a slip. So here's the thing is, I thought, you know what I'm saying, when he did that, I thought that was very commendable. And I was like, you can't do nothing but respect somebody like that. You know what I'm saying? So I respect what you did, Sway.
Appreciate it.
You know what I'm saying? So, long story short, that's why he's not with me no more. It's for facts.
That's a real story.
That's why
he's
not with me no more. He's doing his own thing.
That's good of you, brothers, to get that resolved and get some understanding to the world. So to get the confusion going. You know
what I'm saying? But I talk to Sway pretty often.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So it's like, it's not like, since he ain't working with me no more, like, nigga, I just said, fuck him. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I talk to him when he wants to. Sway ain't no talking nigga now. Y'all can see now. So I talk to him when he feels like talking. But it ain't, you know what I'm saying? Sway's not really talking nigga.
It's just growth and
for sure.
You know, taking risks, you know, risk takers rule the world. You know, taking leaps of faith. Put you in that position to do that. So
for sure.
It's the scariest shit, no matter what. I do it all the time to this day. He's still doing. It's going to scare the fuck out of you. You never get used to taking leaps of faith. You never get used to taking big risks. But the reward would always outweigh it. So that fear is just there to, you know, slow you down and prevent you from getting to your spot. So just do it, and you will grow from it. No matter if it get rocky sometimes or feel slow or feel bad.
Or fucked up.
You got to go through it to get to it. There is no story without the glory. So you got to go through the whole story to get
there's
to
no testament without the test.
Yeah, like how you get your testament, you ain't go through no test. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's just life, bro. Man, we done it.
I'm older to get it all, you got to go through it all. That's a fact.
I'm older than everybody here, man. I done seen it all, been through it all.
Oh, he way older.
Yeah, way older, man.
Way
older. And guess what I am, too?
You can be free, grandpa.
It paid off, nigga. You know what I'm saying? That's what comes with this wisdom. That goes
rich ass
black man.
But that goes through that, but it had to go through a whole lot. I probably wouldn't be in this position of having all this shit if I didn't go through all that shit.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? So I
same here too, though.
Yeah. So
I mean, sometimes you got to go through hell to get to heaven.
Damn
man.
Right. And we all, end of the day, doing what we doing, we all going to see the glory. But we got to go through and read our whole story.
Yeah.
100%. Can't skip no pages. You know what I'm
saying? So how do you feel like since then? Like since you quit, did you feel good? Did you feel good? Like,
I'm not going to lie. Because I remember, I'm just might as well tell you this whole shit, because remember, because that night I was still telling you like how like I low key I didn't trust him,
right?
So like my whole mind,
about what the guys supposed to pay you,
my whole thing was like I want to branch out. I feel like it's a perfect time to do it, but I was like, some enemies telling me don't trust the niggas and don't do it.
Well, you know what I would have done to keep it thorough with you?
Yeah.
I would have quit too. Yeah. Hey, brother.
You might want to pick up the dog shit, man.
I am not doing it.
Yeah.
So I'd have definitely quit.
Yeah.
Especially had me another spot over here. But know what I would have did? I'd have wanted 3 other motherfucking spots.
Yeah.
At least 2 of them bitches going to work, or the other one. So at least had me 2 guaranteed. And while these 2 was working, I'd have wanted 3 more motherfuckers.
Sound good, but it ain't that easy, though.
But the part.
That's a fact.
You know I'm going to do it, and I know you would do it.
For sure.
So, nigga, we know.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to count on this nigga.
Yeah.
I don't think so. You ain't got nigga. I'm going here. I'm going to all these businesses.
Bogart,
nigga, I'm going everywhere. Because once you take leaps of faith, that stress should turn up your grind levels.
Yeah,
for sure.
That's when I moved to Circa. I wanted to go to the motherfucking...
When I moved to L.A.
Let me go to the 15th floor. No, go to 31st. Nigga, with the view. Fuck it. Let's go crazy. Within 2 months, nigga, I got something to pay for the whole shit.
Yeah.
Because I was nervous. I was scared.
Yeah.
But I took care of it, nigga.
Yeah.
But that's how you do it. That's going to test your grind. It's going to test your glory, nigga. Do you want it? Yeah. Do you deserve
it? Pressure cooker, man. It's the pressure cooker.
Do you deserve this shit,
nigga? Vegeta, Goku.
Yeah, you got to work for this, deserve this glory.
Niggas are really Vegeta and Goku, though, boy. For sure. You know what I'm saying?
And then you got to be up, nigga. How you think you a killer? You ain't killed nothing. You got to go get them kills, nigga.
Yeah, big prey.
You got to get them skulls.
You
got to
get them skulls. You got to add them up.
They don't just give them the weaponry.
Yeah, you gotta earn the weapon.
Yeah, they gotta earn their weapons through their kills.
Yeah,
you just gotta know
how to kill that bitch with the bare mittens.
Yeah,
first.
So when the niggas get all the weapons, the
then you get them gun with the laser
back,
speed.
Boom, you gotta go back again, nigga. Now I got the shield. Boom, okay, you gotta. Y'all gotta know what the real predators and shit. I'll give y'all too much understanding. Yeah, but that's why I fuck with them so much, because you will see one, like you see the first predator, right? And they got all the shit. That one, he wanted him ones. Yeah. But you see this prey come out, nigga, it was
one of the ones.
He was bare bones. Nigga had one little shield, he had no armor or nothing.
The original.
You gotta earn it.
Yeah.
You gotta earn this armor, nigga. Think I just woke up with this shit on? I earned this shit, nigga. Put my life on the line, my sanity, my family, friends, women, everything I ever wanted, I put on the line for everything I got now. That's how you win. So then you put yourself in that position, you gotta go to war. You can't go to war and then try to hide in the bunker.
Yeah.
Nigga, get killed, nigga.
Facts.
You better put them boots in that mud, nigga, and go handle business.
Yep.
And that's what you put yourself in that position.
Hey, y'all hear everything that Three's saying? Like, that's how tough it actually is.
Literally.
So it's literally, for sure. You know what I'm saying? That's what I said. So that's why I can't do nothing but commend him and respect him for doing what he did. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, all jokes aside, you know what I'm saying? Like, the thing is I would have did what Sway did. You see what I'm saying? But the thing was is, and I respect it, but I probably wouldn't have. I ain't going to lie to you, because I don't know a dog shit pick-upper that makes fucking, I was about to say, racks. I don't know no dog person that walks a dog that get paid as much as this nigga's getting paid.
Yeah.
So I can't honestly say I would. What I would have did was, I would have did what you did. I'd have doubled up the bag. I'd have went here and been doing this same motherfucking time. We would have figured it the motherfuck out. You know what I'm saying?
But that's kind of, they did kind of force us out too, but that's like, when was that 43 Hoops? Nigga, we had to make that decision.
No, they forced you out.
They definitely forced me out.
But try to throw me in there with you, nigga. No, they forced you out.
The jig is up.
They type fired me. No, I'm saying.
Don't get it fucked up or miss the screw.
Don't do it. You let the white man fire me like that, boy. I'm supposed to be my nigga.
The jig is up.
Ah, yeah. But the thing is, though, is like, the thing is I can, even though that's not necessarily what I would have done, I respect anybody who did it. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, I respect you and commend you for doing that, nigga, because that's a huge fucking leap of faith. And like you said, for you to feel that, there's always going to be, the thing is you could have been right about your uncertainty. You could have been wrong about your...
Oh, definitely right.
Okay, but here's the thing. That's neither here nor there, brother. Here's the thing. The thing is...
The jig is up.
They're stupid.
Here's
the thing, though. It's like, no matter what, there's always going to be, when you're taking a leap of faith, there's always going to be a little person in the back of your head that is... a man-made person, or this is the actual person. Either way it goes, you'll never know if you don't take the leap. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that leap of faith is everything. And then the thing is, even if you don't want to turn, or even if it didn't turn out how you wanted to, nigga, that's your destiny to do what you did.
Yeah.
To get to where you're going to be. You're going to be different, you know, and for the right reasons, because that was the path. If it wasn't, if God didn't place it on your heart, you wouldn't have took it. Yeah. Long story short,
even if it don't happen now, it happened later. Whatever it was, it supposed to went that way.
Yeah. And no matter how sour or bitter it may taste at times, because I've made good decisions that turn into bad ones. I've made bad decisions that turn out to be good ones.
Hell, you
see what I'm saying? So either way it goes, it all is going to get to the same motherfucking destination.
Yep.
Your destiny, nigga.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Because no matter what life I went through, no matter what kind of shit I had to live, or all the fucked up shit, or what the fuck ever, the thing is it made me exactly who I am right now. So I can't even be fucking mad. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? Like, this is who I'm supposed to be. This is how I'm supposed to have gotten here. So it's okay. Do we want to make shit beautiful and with all the roses and sunshine all that shit 24/7? Absolutely. Nobody want to be fucked up. Nobody want to feel fucked up. Nobody want to feel like they're about to be fucked up.
Yeah.
Everybody want to feel good, be good, and always be good.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Legendary.
But that's just not the way life goes, bro. It's an emotional fucking roller coaster. Yeah. Life is a roller coaster.
Top of the most.
There's downs. There's everything in between, bro. So it's all good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure.
Anything you want to tell the people before we get into the episode?
You know, I mean, because you guys live on take risk and shit.
Yep.
I recommend doing it, even though it might be the scariest shit ever.
Right,
I recommend to do it. Just say fuck it.
For
it
sure.
Why not? This worst case, shit don't work out. And if it don't work out, just figure it out.
For sure.
That's it right there. That was a good one. If it don't work out, nigga, figure it out. Yeah, I like that.
You ain't got no choice but to figure that shit out.
Yeah, that's a good one, boy.
So that's honest, because that's literally what I've been doing.
Yeah.
They fucked me over for months, and somehow I figured it out.
Yeah.
So I've been chilling.
Don't work out, just figure it out.
Yeah, months.
Need to go in there with the Need to borrow something, brother? No, I got you, brother.
Yeah. Hey, he got the artillery now. He wants to kill somebody.
No, I don't listen. Hey, everybody.
He gonna kill somebody.
The jig is up.
And then stitch on himself like I did, nigga. Yeah. What he gonna do? He gonna... Wow. Why you want to kill somebody so bad if you gonna tell on yourself, nigga? Damn. No, man. But I was glad to have Sway here.
Yeah.
I know everybody's been wondering where Sway is. I know Sway's a troll. So listen, I'm telling you, he knows the trolls.
See everything here.
He sees everything. He hears everything. Oh, yeah. Unlike me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm not seeing that shit. I don't want to absorb that shit or none of that shit. Because it definitely messes in... It diverts your energy to the wrong areas and to the wrong people that it shouldn't be going to. You know what I'm saying? But since Sway is a troll, you can't help yourself.
No,
you know
I can't. Yeah,
you can't. Like, he said, no, I mean, no, I can't.
Like people will... Like, I get, like, hundreds of comments saying, why did someone fire you? Why did he fuck you over? I'm like,
why do people assume that I had to fire the nigga?
The jig is up.
God damn. I had to fire him? Why would I have to fire him for?
Don't get it fucked up or Mr. Screw.
But then it was like my head, I was like, I would never tell the world that because it's out of respect. I was like, I'm not going to tell the world. Like, just quit.
Mean, but it's not a disrespectful thing to say you quit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Any person with half a brain is going to look at that and be like, damn, that's dope.
And then it's like, on some real shit, too, is what y'all went through with what his business is. It ain't everybody's business. You know what I'm saying? Whenever you want to say it, you say it, but they don't got to, you know, give you information to these roaches.
Yeah, and I'm glad you didn't let the people get to you and get you outside
that's
your body.
That's a blessing. A lot of motherfuckers can't handle that shit.
Facts.
They'll flip it.
Elaborate on that a little bit.
Yeah, because people do that. It happened to me a couple of times. Motherfuckers do some shit and they get trolled and then they'll flip it on me when they know it wasn't like that and they've been in. Like, where this come from, bro? We was chilling with nothing going on. But they get trolled by people and they want to take the initiative not to be trolled and they put you in the position to get trolled. Right. You know what I'm saying? Which ain't gonna work this way. Ain't nobody gonna ever troll me, bro. Yeah. I don't give a fuck about a soul besides the motherfucker that give a fuck about me. So it don't never work. But people would do that. So for you, you could have took the opportunity to grow your channel for a couple of weeks.
It's fucking easy.
You know what I'm saying? All that shit. Probably, hey, brother, hey, smart you didn't do that.
Yeah, that's
you know, niggas know whereabouts around the motherfucker. But I'm like, but I'm saying, like, motherfuckers who do that shit don't last that long. You know what I'm saying? You got some integrity. That's why we fuck with you. We seen something in you. So you did it right. You know what I mean? You kept it kosher. You stood tall. And now you know what I'm saying? You still fuck with us. We still fuck with you. Don't fall for that shit, people.
That's
a lot of people do.
Fuck.
Yeah, that's lame.
People like, trick you out your position.
Yeah, you go, man, and then run off with that. Get a couple videos 1 month, and then you got to deal with that the rest of your life.
That's
you know what I'm saying?
Like, fame for no reason.
Straight up. So that's what it's about, bro.
It's for the wrong reason.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, because you get some money behind it, but then you're being fraudulent, and then you're lying to get to the money and all this other shit.
Yep.
It's just temporary. And like Three said, you got to live with that shit for the rest of your life. And that's the thing. When you burn down them kind of bridges and with people that really fuck with you and care about you and had nothing but the best intentions for you, that's the worst shit you could ever fucking do. Because once you do that to somebody that's that fucking solid, that shit's curtains forever. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
I always remember that, man. But episode motherfucking 35, man.
Straight up,
man. You know what I'm saying? My dog Sway Money, my dog 3 of them.
We up out of here, man. Remember, it's always loyalty over love, nigga. God all above. 3 of them.
Yep. Anything you want to tell? Anything you want to tell?
What's up, Slim? What's up, Slim?
One of the ones.
Yeah. Yeah. Big cock. Hey, Thomas. Love is coming. Big cock.
What'd you want to say, son? You got anything you want to tell people before you get out of here? That was supposed to be the end right there. When three get on that, that's usually the end.
The jig is tight. Love is Slim. Love is Slim. Go for it.
Shoot that one.
Nah, I still have to say. You know, that quote was the one.
Anything that you feel like you missed that you'd want to add or anything that you want to add that you would like to recant?
Nah, I mean, I ain't gonna lie. I'll for sure now come back to it for a whole different episode. I'll for sure do that now.
Oh, now you're comfortable. Huh? You gotta do an episode and do the news, the top of the Luke news.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah, okay. Hey, man, well, listen.
A news anchor, Sway.
Well, it was dope having you, bro. Sway, I'll definitely be back whenever you want to come back.
One of the ones.
And then, man, I hope y'all have a legendary blessed day. Oh, shit, damn, Thursday. You invited yourself, 3 of them.
Okay.
Yeah. So the thing is, man, I hope y'all have a blessed day, man. I hope you're out there, man, taking care of your people, man. I hope you put your best forward, be the best you every single day. And I hope you continue to do so, and I hope that you continue to not get sucked in by bad energy and toxic fucking people. And if you're around toxic people, man, don't fucking hinder them by being one of their crutches. Let them go. Let them be how they gonna be. And if they gonna evolve and it's meant for them to swim, then they gotta sink first sometime in order to swim. You know what I'm saying? So let them go. And then if it's meant to be and these people meant to be in your life, they'll always be there. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that with you, Sway. I'm talking about just people in general. You know what I'm saying? Because you're not one of them toxic people I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? But just for anybody out there, man, just make sure you always be self-aware when you're going through things, whether it's yourself, people or whatever, and treat people accordingly, man. Treat people how you'd want to be treated, man. That's it. Episode 35. Stay tuned for episode 36. Top of the Mook podcast clips. The links below
top
in the description
of the
for sure. Top of the Mook podcast, Instagram, TikTok, Everything is below in the description. Make sure you tap in with DC the Composer and Fareed, man. You know what I'm saying? That's it. That's all. See y'all next one.
Top of the move. Started at the bottom. Dreamt of a Hellcat. Now I got it. Dreamt of a Corvette. Now I got it. Taking big leaps of faith. No doubts about it. Made my mama proud. Made my mama proud. Every time she see me, nigga, she just cracks a smile. I made my mama proud. Made my mama proud.